I was going to say, yeah, don't breastfeed 16-year-olds. Which I find really creepy is that all the people who like breastfeeding their 4-year-olds is like, always to me, says a lot more about mum than it does about the child. But there we are. Tamsin Kelly, former editor of Parent Dish at Website, thank you so much for joining us. You might have heard a little chuckle there from John Holmes, who's just joining me to tell us what's happening on his show. A little bit squeamish there about the conversation.
Oh, no, it wasn't squeamish at all. No, I was just intrigued as to how your sucking reflex was.
What's happening on your show?
Well, there are things coming up on it. There will be things.
That makes a change.
Leaked memo is what we're going...
The leaked memo from the government that wasn't from the government.
They don't recognise it, apparently.
Now, this is such a weird phrase that only government members
would say.
Use.
I know. Yeah, there's no denial.
But it's like if your wife found a dodgy text that you'd sent to another woman. Those ones you've got to stop sending me, John.
I know.
You said, I don't recognise that text. What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It means I fully recognise that text. That's all it means.
I wrote that text.
We'll be discovering where leaks come from. Government leaks, where do they leak from? We'll be discovering that on today's programme next.
Excellent.
And giving away some meat.
Oh, always giving away some meat.
That's in a game of band or prison.
I do not recognise that game. This is Talk Radio. John Holmes up with you from 1 o'clock till 4. Don't forget Paul Ross in again from 6. All your breakfast show needs. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Have a great day. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, get a real deal on a 15-litre tub of Leyland Super Latex Matte Emulsion for an amazing £16.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
eBay has huge savings on top tech brands for this Black Friday.
Right, so the plan is to start queuing at the electrical store at the crack of dawn.
HD TVs and games consoles? Click.
Then I'll run across the high street to the phone shop.
Smartphones and tablets? Click.
Then jump the barrier by the alleyway to get to the camera shop.
First aid kits? Click. Grab a bargain on lots of the latest tech products and more. Just click this Black Friday on eBay. The ultimate beat the crowds on Black Friday shop.
Whether you're saving for a new playroom for the kids or a tropical adventure to see some real cheeky monkeys, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, it's a Tuesday one, it's 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, government condemns prison strike, £10 charge to visit Europe, and Bono is man of the year.
Talk Radio.
The trial of the man accused of murdering MP Joe Cox won't take place today because of industrial action by prison staff. Thomas Mayer can't be taken to the Old Bailey because of a walkout by officers in England and Wales. The demonstration comes after a string of high-profile incidents, including the murder of an inmate, a riot, and prisoners escaping. Dave Todd is from the Prison Officers Association.
We face verbal violence, physical violence on a daily basis. Assaults on staff are up 43% to the year September. 32% increase on assaults on prisoners. Prisons aren't safe places anymore.
The Justice Secretary Liz Truss has condemned the strike.
The union's position is unnecessary and unlawful, and it will make the situation in our prisons more dangerous. We are taking the necessary legal steps to end this unlawful industrial action.
Ministers are denying splits in the cabinet over the UK's departure from the EU. A leaked memo suggests there's no clear strategy on the policy and it's likely to take 6 months before one is formed. It comes as discussions are being held in Europe over whether to charge British tourists £10 to visit. The post-Brexit decision would be similar to the system used for tourists from the US. A charity is warning that the number of women having smear tests has dropped to a 19-year low. The latest figures show more than 1 million didn't go for cervical screening. And Bono has used his speech at Glamour's Women of the Year Awards to urge President-elect Donald Trump to make gender equality a priority. The U2 frontman's been given the magazine's First Man of the Year prize at a ceremony in Los Angeles.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Hang on, what, last week Bono was Woman of the Year?
No, he was being honoured at the Women of the Year Awards.
No, but last week he won Woman of the Year. That was the big news story, that Bono had been honoured.
Are you sure you heard that right?
Yes.
You don't listen to the news very much.
Yeah, well, no.
You kind of get a gist of it.
It was a great big thing that Bono had won Woman of the Year. And when everyone went, what are you doing? Whatever gave him the award said it's because he's done lots of women's rights.
Yeah,
and now he's won Man of the Year as well.
No, it's not as well.
So is he woman or man?
I think he's man.
But he won woman.
I was just looking at the PA on it and Press Association copy. And they're saying Man of the Year.
Because of the controversy then, have they just taken the award that had Woman of the Year on and crossed out the W part or something?
Man. Do you know what? I will look into that.
Yeah, because honestly, we talked about it.
That's why
I know you don't listen to this show either.
Yeah.
But we talked about it quite a lot with Bono as Woman of the Year. It was a big thing, yeah. I thought now he'd won Woman and then Man. And what's he getting next week? Transgender of the Year?
No.
Oh.
I don't think he's doing that.
Well, I don't. He wasn't a woman either. I don't know. Anyway, look into that.
Yeah, I will.
Do you look puzzled now?
Yeah, because I was talking about it, but maybe last week the hype was over nothing.
Maybe.
Anyway, shall I do the weather?
Yeah, let's find out. We all look forward to seeing what's happening at 2:30. Though, can I just say that? Bono news.
Do you want me to do Bono news?
No, God no.
Okay. Staying mild and cloudy in the south with some patchy rain. Bright and colder across the north. Highs of 14 degrees.
Actually, you could do... Let's explain. Bonus news happens on this programme because Victoria's news is very much like a Toblerone, as we know, because it's smaller than it used to be, but it costs the same. She hasn't got a wage reduction, yet her news is now only 2 minutes, not three. So it's news Toblerone. But normally she does a bonus news to make up for it. We normally do animal, vegetable or mineral, but of course Bono thinks he is God, and that's basically everything anyway, so let's have Bono news as a bonus news today.
Okay.
Bonus news.
Bonus news. There you go. Bono's news. Bonus news. Bono's news.
Let's go for Bonner. Bonner.
Okay. I'll have to find someone else to make me a little jingle because Ben's probably in a caravan. I think that's where.
How does TalkSport work? I have no idea.
Ben lives in a caravan.
It's 1 o'clock. He's probably in a caravan.
No, I think that he's paid to go there out of his own money.
At 12:30, Moose retires to his yurt.
By the way, Moose does not have branded pants. That's what I learned today.
What are you talking about?
Moose wears branded...
This is Moose from TalkSport. Who reads
so Ian Abraham's Moose, yeah. So he often wears shirts with Moose on, TalkSport Moose. And I was like, what, do you have branded? Do you have branded pants? And he was like, oh, no.
Inappropriate in the workplace.
But he has got a onesie.
He has his own brand... He has his own clothing line.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, I've had enough of this conversation. Who's got the sport?
Well, Pete Abbott's here, so probably
Pat
him.
Abbott.
Pat Abbott. Let's find out. It could be Moose, it could be Pat Abbott. Let's find out. Here's possibly Pat Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Yay! And interim manager Gareth Southgate takes charge of the national side for the final time in his current role tonight. The Football Association says it will move to appoint a permanent successor to Sam Allardyce after the friendly with Spain at Wembley. Southgate is the favourite to land the job full time. Northern Ireland will look to continue their great home form when they play Croatia in a friendly this evening. They beat Azerbaijan 4-0 in Friday's World Cup qualifier to make it 10 games undefeated at Windsor Park. Michael O'Neill's side have won 8 of those those matches. Hull striker Will Keane could be out of action for a year after the club confirmed he has knee ligament damage. He's having surgery today. Keane was forced off with the serious injury during the recent Premier League win over Southampton. In tennis, at the ATP World Tour Finals in London, Gael Monfils faces Dominic Thiem this afternoon before Novak Djokovic takes on Milos Raonic this evening. And England's women have won their one-day international cricket series in Sri Lanka with a match to spare. They beat their host by 5 wickets in the third ODI in Colombo. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Patambut, with the pre-recorded sports, and Victoria there with the live news.
So live, which
it's not actually live. We've got buttons.
It is live.
We've got buttons that say all these Victoria. It's like a soundboard. Yeah. It's a Victoria soundboard.
It's not.
See, there's the not one.
Yeah.
There's the giggle. Just press the one for the awkward.
Marta, can we get out of this, please?
Talk Radio.
Hello, Darren. You here again?
Yeah. Pump 7, please. And these.
Must have been a long drive. You were only in here yesterday.
Yeah. I had to go to the other side of the country.
I'm back again in just one day. Well, it's nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and these are for you.
Cheese and onion, my favourite.
We don't mind why you come to Esso. We're just happy that you do. That's why at Esso you earn Tesco club card points when you fill up with us. Participating Esso service stations only. Terms and conditions apply. For details, visit esso.co.uk.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio Friday. Of course, I'm Jenny. Speak to Donald Trump, please.
Hi, Mr. Trump's actually not in the office right now.
I've got that. It's easy.
I think it's a mixture of both, you know. Like
Mineral News.
Mineral News. We'll be the judge of that. Spotted? We are both from there.
Yeah.
But that version there is what got many people's goats at the time. Where are we going next, Rob?
Endless poetry.
What, you're going to recite some?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Why are you messing up all of my intros? Come on. Right, okay, this is my show now. Endless poetry.
Thanks for calling in, Nick with a K. You've just heard Kirk with a K there. Here's the ever great tune.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, it will twist the very fabric of my jacket.
So, hello then, and good afternoon to you. As once again, like the government, today announcing the route of High Speed 2, HS2, which appears to be going up to Manchester and Leeds straight through a newly built housing development in Yorkshire, we now railroad our way into your Tuesday afternoon. Outlining our plans to take you all the way to 4 o'clock at high speed. And here's where we're calling at this afternoon. We're calling at Headline Hijack, Lonely Lunch Club, the news in haikus, what the people think. We'll be calling it Work Experience Punditry, our diversity paper review. There's the big debate at 3. Then we'll be calling by our foreign correspondent, reporting from somewhere foreign, on something foreign, in the original foreign. And at some point, a trolley containing meat will come through the programme, offering you a choice of chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because we're not racist, John.
That's right. And as you've been hearing in the news with Victoria, of course, prison officers going on strike. So we're going to be playing a game today of band or prison. Is it the name of a band or is it the name of a prison? If you'd like to play, here's the number, 87 treble.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could well win chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg.
Because we're not racist.
That's right. We're also going to throw in some sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
So if you'd like to be on the receiving end of any of those items, then you know the number that I just said. I'm not going to say it again because Cornelius will have to say that really irritating thing that he says. Anyway, around 2:30, though, we'll be arriving at our guest. Today's guest is comedian Tom Allen. He'll be joining us, so do sit back and relax. Although if you see anything suspicious, such as an unattended advert or a radio presenter from the BBC in the 1970s, do please inform a member of show staff. One of the show crew. A
Hello then, I'm John Holmes, your driver for this afternoon's journey between now and 4pm. You can get in touch with the show as ever this afternoon. We are on Facefeed, we're on Buzzgram, we're on Mushroom Tube and Goatsy, and you can text us. Here's that number again, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We're also on Twitter.
That's all your message anywhere you want.
Also, you can email us, but here's a word of advice. If you are emailing us from the NHS this afternoon, could you try not to email every single NHS staff member at the same time? Because, as we know from yesterday, what that'll do is just bring the entire NHS to a halt. Although that probably pleased the government, as it's basically what Jeremy Hunt continues to do on a daily basis.
High five.
High five my satire. Thank you very much. Some satire. Suck it up. In your face, Rory Bremner. Also on the programme today, then, we are giving away some right-wing Lego. We've got right-wing Lego to give away. So what we're doing is this is following the admirable disassociation with the Daily Mail this week. Remember, if you know the news, Lego have pulled out of their association with the Daily Mail. So we're celebrating that by giving away all the right-wing Lego that they don't want anymore. So basically what you're going to get is a bag of enough Lego to build a wall across America to keep Mexico out. That's a lot of Lego. There's also some orange bricks so you can build yourself a Trump. And there's some technical Lego we're giving away as well, which you can make a Brexit out of. Except, as we've learned today, of course, thanks to that leaked memo, it's actually a bit too technical, so no one has actually started it yet. Anyway, if you'd like to win all this Lego, simply text a stamped addressed envelope to this. Text it to this address. Talk Radio Right Wing Lego Offer. Talk Radio, The Radio, London, and we'll Snapchat you some Lego right back. So welcome then to today's radio equivalent of last night's supermoon. I mean that as in the supermoon as viewed from Britain, in that it's kind of obscure. Ginger Dave is producing.
Ahoy.
Hi. Students, relax, you've got 3 hours to hide. Asprodcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yeah,
we call her Chuckle Cheeks. Marta's on the buttons.
Hello.
Victoria's got the news.
Hi.
Paid intern Cornelius with HS2 in mind is right in the way of this high-speed box of pens. I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the afternoon from Talk Radio. Let's start with some music.
That's not okay.
Yeah, you believe you're the king of the jungle. You got the t-shirt, do you know how the song goes? You're looking good, but the fact is you're lazy. But people love you cause you're funny and crazy. 7-Eleven, buy a six-pack of beer. If there's a party, you're the last one to leave it. It's not too late, we can stop all the dreaming. Get out this town, look around, we don't need it. Hell and heaven, they can wait for you. So go and do all the things that you want to do. We don't know. So set me free, still a VS. Come on, pretty baby, take a chance on me. I said shame on me, cause I didn't see that you were looking. Chocolate, get off my nerves cause I still got a soft spot. You look at me and think I got all the answers. Maybe I do, but I'm scared taking chances. Boat in a bottle, but we ain't sailing nowhere. Rip out the cork, get the wind into our hair. Get off the train in the rain at the station. Knock back a drink cause we think the boat's sinking. Hell and heaven, they can wait for you. So go and do all the things that you want to do. So set me free, still a VS. Come on, pretty baby, take a dance with me. I'm still a shame.
So good afternoon to you. You are listening to Talk Radio, 1:15. I'm John Holmes. And that is Stereophonics. It is called C'est la vie.
I said, hey there, baby, so you banged him on me. I wish
a lot of people enjoying that, according to the text.
I said, I'm playing our song on the radio. And we're singing.
why would I be playing it on what is predominantly a talk radio station? An impossible breach of our license. Why? Well, I can tell you it's to do with today's big story, of course. As ever, because that's traditional, what you do is you pick a big story to talk about on the talk radio that's got the news on it. And then you get a bit of music to lead you in what we call production colour. Such is life in the rear view mirror. The open road up ahead is the future. Time came round and wrecked our place. But when I look back now, I got a smile on my face. George has just texted, he loves this. He said, just tweeted, George, look, this is great, he said. Afternoon, George. Afternoon, George. Anyway, it leads to today's big story, George, doesn't it? That's why. That's why we're playing it. Just tweeted again. He loves it. And again. It's to get to... George, it's to get to today's big story. Just bear with it, all right? God's sake.
He says, can we carry on playing it to the end of the song?
No time. Because I've got to get into today's big story. Why would I be playing Stereophonics then? Who wants to take a crazy guess as to why I might be playing Stereophonics on the radio to get into today's big story? Who's going to...
George, want to have a go? Seems a bit quick on the fingers.
Any George? George? Do you want to guess what story links to George on the Twitter, do you? George Tambaros?
1G.
Do
you wanna, GT.
Do you want to... No? No. Who wants to guess in here? You go, Dave.
I'll go.
Stereophonic, big story.
Stereophonics. Celevi. Stereos, radio, stereos, phones, Welsh. Wales?
Yeah, good.
Wales.
Close, yes, good. Warmer.
Water.
No.
Wales.
No.
Welsh.
Why water? What's that going to do with anything?
Wales live in water.
Good. It's not that.
No.
I'm a celebrity.
No, you're not. All you did was host the Beckenham Fireworks.
Welsh. What's close to Welsh?
Wales is the clue.
Wales.
The country of Wales, yeah.
Okay, the country of Wales, yes. Where they...
Blowhole.
No.
Rugby?
No.
Further away.
God's sake, it's leaks.
Leak.
Government leaks.
The
it?
Leak.
The government leak, yes. Government leaks. There's been a leak of government memo, and the government say they don't recognise it. So we need to work out what's going on. Why has there been a government leak? Where has it leaked from? What does it all mean? We all knew they had no plan for Brexit, but they're still saying, no, we've got a plan. Even though look, it says we haven't, but we really have. Yeah, what is it then? Don't know. Just don't read the memo. That's basically what's going on. We're going to find out. We're going to speak to our... well, he's going to be on the ground there. He's the I'm going to call him the disowned memo correspondent. Talk Radio's disowned memo correspondent, who is Cornelius.
What?
Nothing, I'll explain in a minute. So Cornelius will be talking to us live from outside the Houses of Parliament. Get a move on, you've got to get that. Next on Talk Radio.
George has just replied.
Hi, George.
He says no.
Fine. Right, we'll do all that next. You listen to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one, transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess, turn a great business idea into a great business, and most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Repeat after me. I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
Yes, to apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 in Cheshire remains closed northbound at junction 19 for Knutsford following a shed load of cola syrup. So the carriageway is closed for the clean-up operation. You're being diverted by the exit and the entry slip road. Severe delays as a result of the restrictions. Through Handsworth in Birmingham, the A41 Soho Road, that's closed in both directions because of an accident. The M1 North, further restrictions between junctions 12 for Flitwick and 13 for Bedford because of an accident involving a couple of lorries. And Suffolk's eastbound A14 slow around the Bury Eastern interchange because of an ongoing incident. I'm Joanna Adams.
This is where Daddy does his invoices.
Dad.
And this is where Daddy takes his important calls with clients.
Dad.
This is Daddy's comfy seat.
Dad.
And this is where Dad listens to his favourite songs.
Dad, this isn't what I had in mind for Take Your Daughter to Work Day.
Oh.
The Volkswagen Caddy, now from only £169 per month. Your new favourite workplace. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. With contract hire, plus VAT at 20%. Initial customer rental £507. Exclusions and terms and conditions apply. Subject to status until the 2nd of January 2017. Business users only. 18s and over. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
On the next Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, the man who, if you give him 15 minutes, he can change your life. It's the body coach himself, Joe Wicks, with me, Paul Ross. Go on, drop and give me 20. Joe Wicks, let's do it right.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then. Yes, 22 minutes past 1 o'clock. And it's, well, there's a big story afoot. So the government, once again, is leaking. A memo has spurted out of a hole in Westminster suggesting that the cabinet has, quote, no overall plan for Brexit. For its part, the government says it does not recognise, that's another quote, the memo at all. Which is also worrying, as my Auntie Sylvie doesn't recognise me anymore. Or anyone. Which is why she's in a care home. So the question is, should the government be in a care home? Or are they just lying about the memo because leaks like this one are embarrassing? We hear of leaks all the time, of course. There's the government ones, the Wiki ones, the Welsh ones, as previously discussed, and the ones my Auntie Sylvie does on a chair in the television room. But from whence do they come? Well, I know where Auntie Sylvie's comes from, but from whence do the governments emanate? On the line from Westminster, at the source of this latest government leak, is Talk Radio's disowned memo correspondent. Good afternoon, Cornelius.
Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon.
Thanks very much for joining us. I know it's a busy day for you, corresponding on the memo. So, listen, tell us what you can see, because as far as we know, this leak has come out of the side of a hole in Parliament. It's where most leaks come from, of course. That it's very difficult, notoriously difficult to block up. What are you looking at?
Well, John, I'm not actually by Parliament at all. I'm actually, it's just a little further away at the source of the leak, which is right next to the Ecuadorian embassy. It's really flowing out at the moment. I've currently had to wear waders at the moment, and I'm just wading through all these leakage.
Yeah, just a lot of paper, isn't it, really, I suppose, with these memos.
I mean, there's puddles of it everywhere, John.
We've heard that the, and I'm quoting to you now, there's no overall plan. That's what the leaked memo apparently says for Brexit. But, of course, EU regulations regarding overalls say they have to be a certain thickness and of material to comply with European health and safety law. What overalls, I know you've looked through it, what overalls are mentioned in the overall plan?
Luminescent is, you know, the fluorescent one.
Yes, not luminescent, no.
Yeah, luminescent. It's probably, yeah, according to this leak, isn't a word.
Yeah.
Fluorescent, though, is.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're mainly the source. Also, the sort of blue overalls that the people use in heist, they're being used. So lots of different overalls.
Right, so there is an overall plan. It's just the question is to who wears the overalls to heist Britain away from the EU, I suppose, in those terms.
Yes, exactly.
Talk to me about these, the history of this, because there's a lot of history of leaked memos, of course, today just the latest, but there's long history of memos being spilt, of course, into the Thames, isn't there, which is where the Houses of Parliament are. I mean, we know, you know, hundreds of birds and fish have been covered in reports on the new HS2 route. That was a leaked memo last year, and yeah, they're still trying to clean them up, aren't they, these river birds, covered in memos.
Yes, absolutely. I was just scrubbing a seagull earlier, and I'm just scrubbing this memo off of it, and I found out that there's a memo from Downing Street from Amber Rudd just yesterday, saying that Amber Rudd has no idea what her job actually means.
Yeah, yeah. It's I've seen that memo as well, and you're right. It's stopping seagulls. It's clogging their wings up, isn't it? You know, it's a terrible. Are there stories about these leaks contaminating the water supply? I mean, have you heard any evidence down there of people? There are reports of people in London using the water supply, turning on the tap to find a memo coming out of the tap as opposed to water because the leaks are so bad.
Yes, I was talking to Sharon earlier, John.
Who's Sharon?
A person.
Yes.
And she turned on her shower this morning, Sharon in the shower.
Yeah.
And she was showered with memos suggesting lots of leaks from the government. Apparently, Boris Johnson wants The Simpsons recorded tonight on his Sky Plus box.
Yeah.
And just lots of stuff like that. Not all gold, but still very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, is there any talk of covering up the Houses of Parliament in an incontinence pad just to prevent these leaks from coming out of it, like a giant? You've probably seen in the news as well that there's this is in the news today, they're covering up the Chernobyl reactor with a giant shield. That's very much in the news today, and I wonder if there's a similar plan. I heard with sewing together those tenor pads that you can get for men and women, and sewing them together and just shielding them around Parliament to stop these memo leaks happening.
Yes, that's right, John. I saw a big delivery of tenor pads to Parliament today, but I just assumed that was for some MPs who I can't name.
No, I mean, yes, but, you know, I mean, you've probably, this is what the public don't get told, of course, and although it has been the subject of a leaked memo. You think when there's scaffolding up around the Houses of Parliament, you've seen, they said they're trying to repair it, and scaffolding, of course, is not just scaffolding anymore, it's cordoned off, isn't it? It's got that white covering all over it to make it supposedly neat from the outside. That is, of course, absorbent. And it's a giant pad and will stop any erroneous leaks coming out. It's not worked, we know that. Something today, this memo about Brexit has squeezed out the side. You must be familiar, Cornelius, with the story of the Dutch boy.
Yes,
who famous.
Almost so that you don't have to explain it to me, but go ahead.
Okay, you know that he put his finger in a dike? The Dutch boy, the little Dutch boy in the story. Obviously, because he spotted a leak in a dike, didn't he? A dike, of course, being a natural or artificial wall used to regulate water levels. That's what a dike is. It's a natural artificial used to regulate water levels.
Yeah, I know what a dike is.
Okay, mate. Could I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you ever put your finger in a natural or artificial wall used to regulate water levels?
Yes, I have, John.
Okay. That's disowned memo correspondent Cornelius. Thank you, Cornelius.
No worries, John.
Great. He's down at the Ecuadorian embassy, which appears to be the source of many leaks. But terrible news that all these memos are pouring into the Thames and damaging seabirds. And the clean-up operation alone is going to cost millions. If you've got a reaction on the leaked memo of Downing Street, the government are disowning it. They say they don't recognise it. And as I say, my Auntie Sylvie says that about me and anyone. And she's in a care home. Should the government be in a care home? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll get to your reactions next. You're listening to Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The government has started a high court bid to block industrial action by prison officers over health and safety concerns. 10,000 have walked out across England and Wales, halting trials up and down the country. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from the Old Bailey.
The courts ground to a halt after defendants, who are meant to be in the dock, never showed up. One trial to be hit is that of Thomas Mair, who's accused of murdering the MP, Joe Cox. People scheduled to give evidence today are also having to rearrange their diaries. But after a riot, the escape of two inmates and a rise in suicides in jails, prison officers claim the service is in meltdown. The government says their protest breaks the law and they'll be taking legal action.
A spokesperson for Number 10 says a leaked memo suggesting the Prime Minister has no plan for Brexit has nothing to do with the government. It's claimed the document was written by a consultant for the Cabinet Office. We could be charged a fee to visit the continent under plans being discussed by EU ministers. A £10 charge could be introduced when the UK leaves the European Union. It would work a bit like the ESTA scheme in the US and avoid the need for visas. In the last few minutes, a 17-year-old boy has admitted 7 hacking offences linked to the TalkTalk data breach in October 2015. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. And nearly 3/4 of people think British parents post too much information about their children on social media. A survey's revealed on average they all have shared around 1,500 photos of them online by their 5th birthday. The weather's staying mild and cloudy in the south with some patchy rain, brighter and colder across the north. Highs of 14 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. In the earlier news, we heard tell of Bono.
Yes.
Receiving his Man of the Year award, seemingly a week after he won Woman of the Year award.
Yeah.
So what gives?
Okay, so what gives is, I think there was a bit of a hoo-ha last week.
A lady's hoo-ha?
No, just a bit of commotion. Because he was named one of the women of the year. So like, not woman of the year, but one of
He was on the shortlist.
The awards recognise women.
The clue is in the name.
Yes, but this year's different, and I think maybe we made a bit of fuss.
So I was right. He was Woman of the Year.
No, he wasn't.
Or was nominated for Woman of the Year, but they changed it to Man after the hoo-ha.
No, I don't think they changed it to Man after the hoo-ha. He's got Man of the Year.
Explain the hoo-ha.
Well, people were complaining, weren't they?
Yes,
so
exactly.
People were like, oh my God, Bono's... I think basically people said Woman of the Year and he wasn't getting Woman of the Year. He was getting an award at the Women of the Year Awards.
But that wasn't clear in the original story, presumably.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think Bono has said it's a bit ridiculous anyway.
He is a bit ridiculous.
The fact that the award is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still got taking it though, isn't he?
Yep. Here he is. He's accepted it.
You show me a picture of Bono.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Right.
Great radio, everyone. Did he? I'm surprised he turned up and didn't just arrange for the award to be just downloaded.
No, he
like
didn't.
Without his permission or something.
No, he just spoke and said that Trump should try harder for equality.
Right. Do you want to grope everyone?
I don't think that was what he meant. I think he just...
Grope men and women alike for equality. Is that what he meant?
No.
Okay. Thanks, Victoria, for clearing that up. Did you do the weather?
Yeah.
Oh, fine. You couldn't remember yourself, though, could you?
Right. What are the highs? What's today's highs?
I think it's 14. Let me just look again.
It's always 14.
Well, not always. Yeah, 14 degrees.
Right. Okay. Good news. Right, next, details of how you can get your made-up news into the news at 2 o'clock, and we'll meet a lonely luncher. This is Talk Radio.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, you'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy to let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes.
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And time now for some of your reactions, of course, to today's big story. So there's been a leaked memo. This is the Brexit memo. It suggests that the government don't know what the hell they are doing. The government has said they do not recognise the memo, suggesting they haven't seen the memo. But of course they've seen the memo. That's just something governments say when they can neither deny nor confirm the memo. They do not recognise the memo. As I say, my Auntie Sylvie doesn't recognise me either, and she's in a home. Should the government be in a home? What's coming in, Cornelia?
Lots coming in. John, surely this is groundbreaking, as it's the first ever memo in life not to be ignored. That's come from Am I Right? And, John, memos are a great tool for office communication, while shouting and getting angry is not. That's from HR to Julia Hartley Brewer.
Thank you very much indeed. John, I was walking. They're everywhere, these memos. They leak, they leak, as you know, out of the House of Parliament. They just flap away in the air. I saw a memo walking to work this morning, John. I saw a memo flapping on the fence next to Theresa May. It says there, and refusing to come down on one side or the other. And Alex says on Twitter, this is Alex Sivright, John, I once had to hold my finger in Greg Dyke for a couple of days to stop the BBC leaks. It was boring. If you have an opinion, we'd like to hear your opinion. You can react your opinion in the direction of Talk Radio. Now, there are various ways you can do this, as I say. You could go down to your local supermarket car park and pop your reaction into one of the big reaction bins that we are continuing to roll out across the nation. Three slots, one for extreme reactions at the top, that's the racist reactions, moderate reactions in the middle, of course, and low reactions that are just incomprehensible gibberish go down the bottom. We give those ones to Julia. So, Cornelius, you can also get in touch via text, I understand, 8722.
Yes, John, yes, you can. You can, but do start your message with the word talk.
Excellent
advice.
And
may I remind you that messages cost 25 pence per message, plus your standard network rate.
Great, you can also use Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like, and tweets cost free money.
Tweets cost free money.
Tweets cost free money.
Well done, Dave.
You have to pay for the internet.
Yeah, well, dial-up charges apply.
Possibly gone too far into it now. Your made-up news stories are very welcome. Now, you may have also seen in the news, of course, that Facebook are in trouble for fake news. This is a story that Mark Zuckerberg has spoken out, saying that all of the fake news disseminated around Facebook during the US election campaign, a lot of people criticising it, saying people started believing things about both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump that weren't actually true, and because it was being regurgitated on Facebook, people were believing it might have influenced the vote. Zuckerberg has sort of moved to quell this, but however, the argument is there too much fake news around, Facebook being a culprit, and certainly on the internet, of people believing things that just aren't true because people have just posted them to their own ends. Now, people are frowning on this kind of thing, of course, because what's happening is it's sort of changing people's opinions based on nothing. We, however, embrace the fake news. We've been embracing it since we began here. If you've got a fake news, don't Facebook your fake news. Send it to us, because we have a feature called Headline Hijack, which happens at 2 o'clock. In the news, there is the news, but there is also a fib, a fabrication, and a fake. And we'd like you to send it to us. Make it up. That's all you got to do. Hear your lie, your news lie, read as truth in the news by Victoria. It's there to confuse the people not listening to this bit. They're out for lunch. They get back at 2 o'clock, hear the news, believe it, and thus believe your news lie as well. What's been coming in? Let's go to Cornelius first.
Lots coming in. George says, Talk Radio's output in the United States has been blocked by the American Supreme Court. Their decision has meant that the station's slogan, "We'll get you talking," directly impedes with the Constitution's Fifth Amendment, which protects an American's right not to answer to the state or any digital radio station.
Great.
It's a hard word.
It's not.
What is it, the Fifth
Amendment?
Yeah. After the news that Donald Trump is going to decline his salary for being president. It's a typo.
Oh.
Yeah. After news that Donald Trump is going to decline his salary for being president, whoever wrote this is put for being presidency.
Who's that from?
Carl. Carl Nelius. Can't read either, Carl. He's just released another statement that during his time in office, he will be living a life of simple living. That's two livings. That's badly written as well. Inspired by Gandhi, Donald Trump will not be living in living in the White House. And instead of suits, he will instead cover his modesty with simple rags. That's from Carl. Emilius. He's also apparently suggesting that all of the women staffers just cover their modesty with simple rags as well, because they're easy to grope through. That's what's been coming in. Anyway, the lines are open for your made-up news stories. One of them has to be in the news at 2 o'clock. It may as well be yours. 8722.
Start your message with the word
that's
talk.
That's right. That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message in the word July.
Then we will meet a lonely luncher. Somebody who is lunching alone will be inducted into our Talk Radio in the afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair. We're available to chit and chat about this and that. It could be the news. It could be the day's news. It could be bigger issues. It could be anything you like. All you have to be doing is lunching alone. Come on the telephone. Tell us why. Get in touch. There's an email. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Ask Podcast will call you back. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going every weekday morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk. UK.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct as of 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops. Stop.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The M6 in Cheshire remains closed northbound at junction 19 for Knutsford following a shed load of cola syrup. So the carriageway is closed for the cleanup operation. You're being diverted by the exit and the entry slip road. Severe delays as a result of the restrictions. Through Handsworth in Birmingham, the A41 Soho Road, that's closed in both directions because of an accident. The M1 North, further restrictions between junctions 12 for Flitwick and 13 for Bedford because of an accident involving a couple of lorries. And Suffolk's eastbound A14 slow around the Bury Eastern interchange because of an ongoing incident. I'm Jarena Adams.
This is where Daddy does his invoices.
Dad.
And this is where Daddy takes his important calls with clients.
Dad.
This is Daddy's comfy seat.
Dad.
And this is where Dad listens to his favourite songs.
Dad.
Well,
the legendary James Whale is back.
Great Whale Tales from the blowhole of Boulogne.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Hello. I am What That Said Then, and it's just coming up to time. Now, very shortly, we'll meet a lonely luncher. Somebody will be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, as you know, and they will be on the receiving end of glittering, exciting gift prize. And I used both the word glittering and exciting ill-advisedly and erroneously there. Before it, though, of course, much to talk about in the news today. Pictures on front of all the papers today of the supermoon. None of them taken from the UK, of course, because there was too much cloud, as far as I'm aware. There is, of course, Wayne Rooney. This is on the front of the Sun newspaper. Just below a picture of Carol Vorderman's breasts. This is Rue's The Big Fat Tipsy Wedding. Apparently Wayne Rooney has done something. wedding. There's the Daily Mail are trying to persuade people to snap a mobile menace driver. The Express is mental, as usual. The Mirror have got things. The Star, Ant and Dec's new... don't know. The Guardian, the Brexit, backlash for Trump role for the far-right aid. This is the guy from Breitbart, of course, who's been accused of misogyny stuff, which is why he fits quite well into Trump's cabinet. Anyway, what I'm getting at is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, many people can't, Cornelius, and that's where we are helpful in that regard. For we explain the news on a daily basis. We take the day's big stories and we run them through the prism of traditional Japanese poetry to help you understand. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Crash is wed. Ding, I'm surprised he didn't aim for it and miss.
The news in haikus. Right then, let's kick open the mouldering pit of bread doors.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
They lead, of course, to the Talk Radio 1 till 4 o'clock in the afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's where the lonely what lunches are inducted. Celebrating the lonelies. The people lunching alone for whatever reason. The reason is immaterial. It doesn't matter to us. All you've got to do, though, is be lunching alone. Come on the radio, tell us why. Become a member of the exclusive Lonely Lunch Club. You, to commemorate that, will win a gift prize. A list of those coming shortly. You'll want none of them, but you are forced to choose one, which will be posted to you and possibly broken when it gets there because it largely consists of mugs. Let's meet today's on the telephone now is Esther. Hello, Esther.
Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Good, thank you. I like that we've started on a sort of bright, upbeat note, Esther. That's quite good, isn't it?
I'm a very happy, lonely luncher.
Are you? Are you lonely, happy because you're lonely? Are you relishing the solitude?
I really am. Oh, yeah. I am. This is the first time I'm having lunch by myself in 3.5 years.
And you've chosen to spend it with us. I'm honoured, Esther.
I have. Yeah. I've done it so I could call you and be a lonely luncher on radio.
Very honoured for that. Now, Esther, let's find out a little bit about you. This is called, now, what we're about to indulge in, and I'll give us a countdown so we know what we're doing. This is called Radio Banter, and we'll just start chatting to each other. And it'll sort of just sound a bit quite jolly, probably. We'll find out a bit about you. You can ask other stuff about what you like and everything, and we can talk about the new. Doesn't matter. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, banter. So, Esther, what do you do?
I'm a lecturer at the University of East London.
The University of London. What do you lecture in?
I'm on a lecturer on the sociology course, the foundation course.
Oh, the sociology foundation course. All right, then. So tell us some sociology, Esther.
Oh, goodness. Well, you'd probably break it down better than I can explain it with your interesting Japanese poetry.
Yes. it does help. And that's why we do it, you know.
It does. I'm teaching on a module about identity at the moment.
Oh, I see. So this is the nature of identity.
The nature of identity. What makes us us.
Okay, and that's sort of demographics. It's diverse groups of people. It's history, a bit of where people originated, where they migrated to, all that kind of thing, is it?
Yes. So popular at the moment, I guess, with the rise of the far right at the moment.
Very much so.
Topic.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
And how long have you been doing this, Esther?
I've been doing it since last April.
Okay, and did you do sociology yourself, or was it something you came into? Do you see how the banter's working, Esther? We're learning about it.
It's going really well. It's good, isn't it? Really, fun and dynamic. I used to teach media and film, and then I got into sociology.
Okay, right.
Through that.
Okay, we know enough now. Right, so you're lunching alone for why, Esther? That's the big question.
Why am I lunching alone? So I'm working from home. Yep. Both my children are in nursery and preschool, and I'm having lunch by myself.
Yeah. Ah. So do they? Are they in every day at nursery and preschool, or is it sort of a couple of days a week, so that's why you...
No, well, one of them is, and the other one's only in on the days that I go in to work, but today's the first day that I'm at home.
And it coincided and with the day at home?
Yes.
Yeah. Look at you, excited by that, aren't you?
I'm very excited.
Yeah, because this means you can eat without being covered in, like, child mess, like yoghurt that they've spilt. And...
Yeah.
How old are your children?
A hot cup of tea.
Yeah.
Mine are 3 and 1.
3 and 1, all right, okay. So... This is good. I'm glad. I'm pleased for you. I can see why you're upbeat. This is good news. And what have you chosen to have? Because ordinarily, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm a parent, you know, and I have kids, and I've what you end up doing is forgetting to eat yourself sometimes, and just sort of eating the leftovers of what they had on the way
fingers.
Back to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know what I'm talking about. So today, yeah. What have you gone for?
I've got a Plowman.
Come on, Esther.
Oh. I know.
Have you got ham or cheese?
I've got both.
Whoa.
I didn't mess around.
You do not mess around.
I've got full on. I've got the full shebang.
You have. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why you earn the sociology big bucks. Right there. That's why. So a plan, because that takes time to prepare, doesn't it, Esther? You see that?
I'm literally at the head of my table with a full spread of food.
This is good. Yeah.
Now,
the other function of Lonely Lunch Club, Esther, is that we are available to chit and chat about whatever you like, as you know. So you can... We take on the role, really, of sort of a colleague that you don't know that well, but you're forced into a situation. It might be in the staff canteen, it might be at the photocopier when you're both staring at the photocopier and not knowing why there isn't any toner left. That kind of thing. And it's a scenario that we're in, and we can start an awkward conversation about politics, about film, about music, about anything current that you like. What would you do, Esther? What would you want to chat about if in that scenario?
Oh, have you been watching The Apprentice?
Oh, I like that. That also had an upward inflection, which sort of suggests some incredulity to do with The Apprentice. Have you been watching The Apprentice? I like that. No, I haven't. Should I? Okay. I'll be honest, I didn't even know it was on.
Every year, it's on.
Well, I know it is, but I didn't know it was on that. I knew it was on there. Tell me about the apprentice. Tell me about The Apprentice. I can pretend. Yeah. Oh, let me. Yes, I have.
Who's your favourite?
That guy with the. What's his? JD.
The one who shouts 100% all the time.
I don't know.
That kind of covers 90% of them. Yeah. Yes, it's an interesting. It's an interesting series this year, full of really interesting characters.
Yeah.
I'm gripped by it.
Would you, in a sort of televisual face-off, would you... they may well be on at the same time, I'm not sure. But Apprentice here, I'm a Celebrity there. Which of those would you go for?
Apprentice.
You'd always go Apprentice. You're not an I'm a... Because I'm a Celebrity very current, of course, on all the papers today, because Ant and Dec have done this £30 million deal with ITV. And I'll be honest with you, I did see a little bit of I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here last night, against my better judgment.
Right.
But I did see some people in a pit with some spiders, but, you know, that's what happens every year. But that's as far as my knowledge of it goes, I'm afraid. Yeah. I did once... Here's something for you, Esther. I did once work on The Apprentice.
Did you?
Yes. Well, kind of. I hosted their the spin-off podcast, the Apprenticast, it was called. And I'm not joking.
That is the worst pun ever.
I know. It was genuinely called The Apprenticast.
That doesn't make sense.
And it was hosted by me and Richard Bacon. Whatever happened to him?
Is that before they put it on TV? The spin-off show?
No! Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, there was still... Basically, if you look at the rung of The Apprentice...
You just did it by yourself in your room.
Exactly, yeah. I was just talking to myself. Yeah.
Recording it onto cassette.
Yes. I have done that. But no, it was The Apprentice, then you got Apprentice spin-off program.
You're fired.
Yeah. And then a podcast that no one really listened to underneath.
Is that still going?
I've absolutely no idea.
Let's find out, shall we?
Yeah.
I went to see The Apprentice You Were Fired last week, but I've never watched any of The Apprentice,
okay.
So it made
no sense.
Zero sense.
It's Rob Gilbert doing You're Fired now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I do like him.
Yeah.
And I met JD. That's one of them, isn't it?
Oh, I like JD.
I don't know which one he is.
He's the white van driver.
He's the one who takes the Coke. What?
No.
The big guy.
JD and Coke is a little joke.
Yeah, the big guy sort of talks like he works in a
bag. Not suggesting he takes Coke.
No, yeah.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, no, I know who you mean.
Okay, good.
He got fired anyway, and I took a picture with him and then nearly put it on Twitter, and then somebody stopped me because the program's recorded 3 days before it goes out on the television. So I nearly made a massive faux pas.
I would have just spoiled it for the fans.
Spoiler.
Yeah, people at me.
Spoiler alert if you're 2 weeks behind anyway.
Anyway, I've enjoyed this chat, even though I didn't understand any of it. But, Esther, you now get to choose from a range of gift prizes, as promised, for induction into the Tupperware Hold of Despair. Here comes the gift prize music. And, Esther, what you will hear now is a list of prizes. You may be familiar with the television program The Generation Game from generations ago. I don't know whether you were, with the conveyor belt that went past with the gift of prizes on it. You remember that?
Yeah.
With Brucey. Nice to see you. Nice. So it's imagine that. It's a virtual version of that, and the gifts will now go past you, and you can choose from one of them. So ears down, Esther. Here comes the list.
A Talk Radio mug.
That's if James Whale doesn't keep tossing them in the bin, which makes him a mug tosser.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
A very special edition today, as John threw it at Cass this morning in the office.
A Talk Sport mug.
As held by Talk Sport drive host Adrian Durham.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
I learned today in the office that John has previously eaten angel hair spaghetti. This isn't mentioned in the book, but it's as interesting.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing the benefits of spots over stripes when playing pool.
Sounds great.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, it is still being used to block the draft coming through the window next to my desk, making them the most technically capable piece of equipment in this building.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Not as good as stopping of the draft. Because of all the holes.
And there you go. That is your choice, Esther. What a lineup. I'm sure you agree. Which of those would you like to be sitting at the other end of the table from you by the time it gets there in 5 weeks when Cass gets around to posting it?
Can I have a mug, please? The first mug.
The Talk Radio mug.
Mugs on offer.
Of course you can, and you can drink your ploughman's lunch from it.
Yeah.
Esther, thank you very much indeed. That is Esther. Thank you. No, thank you. Esther. Lovely Esther there. Sociology lecturer. And if you want to come on the phone because you are lunching alone and you wish to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, then all you need to do is this. Get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That is the email address. Now... small matter of the made-up news story, which will be in the news. As we say, Facebook are in trouble today, and certainly it's the story's getting bigger today, for disseminating fake news, or not doing enough to stop it over the course of the US election. This is just people posting fake stuff on Facebook. Let's call it Fakebook.
Never.
But we, thank you, we embrace the fake news and put a made-up news lie into the bulletin at 2 o'clock each and every weekday here on Talk Radio, and we'd very much like you to supply it. Somebody has. Who's got their news lie in today? Cornelius.
It's George.
George. And where is George from? Dave.
George is from Windermere.
Thank you. Windermere George, your made-up news story in the news, which is next. After that, work experience punditry Aidan's back. Good Lord, Aidan's back, despite having left us from doing work experience and to get a proper job. But today he must be fired because he's, speaking of The Apprentice, because he's back reviewing music. We'll do that next. Also on the programme today, you can win some meat. You can choose from chicken, beef, lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
Or a box of organic veg, because we are not racist. That is in a game of band or prison. We'll be playing that, of course, because of the prison officers' strike. And our guest is the comedian Tom Allen, joining us at around 2:30. All to come on the programme between now and 4. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5-star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations, like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think, how about a rear parking camera in every Civic so you can squeeze into small spaces? And wouldn't 0% finance with a £500 deposit contribution make it easier to afford? Why not visit your nearest Honda dealer for a test drive? See what you think. Selected dealers registered by 31st of December 2016. Petrol models only while stocks last. 0% APR representative. Terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
Whether you're saving up for a new home or you've got a wedding to pay for, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000 should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
I drive with Uber to make extra cash for Christmas.
And to fit around school hours.
I'm driving with Uber to help save towards my deposit.
And actually, I get to be my own boss.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's just after 2 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, legal action to stop prison strike. Government doesn't recognise Brexit memo. And teen admits TalkTalk hack.
Talk Radio.
The government is going to the High Court to try and stop a protest by prison officers in England and Wales, which it claims is unlawful. Thousands have walked out of jails complaining about health and safety concerns, leading to delays to court cases, including the Joe Cox murder trial. The Justice Secretary, Liz Truss, has told the Commons she's been talking to the Prison Officers Association to try and resolve the situation.
These talks were due to continue this morning. Instead, the POA failed to respond to our proposals and called this unlawful action without giving any notice.
Theresa May's spokesperson says the leaked memo claiming there's no plan for the UK to leave the EU has nothing to do with the government. The document suggests there'll be no strategy for 6 months because of an internal row and a shortage of civil service staff. Meanwhile, ministers on the continent are discussing charging British holidaymakers to enter Europe. They could face a £10 fee after the country leaves the EU, similar to the system used for tourists from the US. Counter-terrorism expert Simon Trundle has told Talk Radio it couldn't be simpler.
I think if you have a passport, a valid passport, and as long as you don't have to renew and update your passport, they keep the same number, this would be a fairly simple process to do once. And from then on, then you would just have your unique ID number and that'd be it.
A 17-year-old boy has admitted 7 hacking offences linked to the TalkTalk data breach. The personal details of almost 160,000 people were accessed when the telecoms giant was targeted in October 2015. The firm claims the fallout from the cyber attack cost it £42 million. And a judge has ordered that Brandon Dassey, whose conviction was overturned after featuring in the TV series Making a Murderer, should be released from prison. The 27-year-old has been kept inside since that decision in September, as prosecutors are appealing. Mr. Dassey and his uncle Stephen Avery were convicted of murdering local photographer Teresa Holbach 11 years ago.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Staying mild and cloudy in the south with patchy rain. Brighter and colder across the north with highs of 14 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
There will be more in half an hour from Victoria as well. And it will contain bonus news. But today, it's bonus Bono news. Normally, regular listeners will know that we have a bonus news feature because Victoria has to make the time up. She's like a Toblerone in the sense that there's fewer of her bulletin and she costs the same because she hasn't had a wage decrease despite her news being a minute shorter. So bonus news happens at 2 o'clock when she makes the time up. Ordinarily, it's animal news, vegetable news and mineral news because that covers everything in the world. Today, Bono, because he thinks he's Jesus, so that's sort of everything as well. Bono, bonus news. He's been voted Woman of the Year last week, Man of the Year this week. We're expecting Transgender of the Year next week. Who knows from there where Bono will go? But Bono news coming up in half an hour's time. Work experience punditry on the way as well. Oh, yeah, sport. I always forget the sport. Mm. You know why? Because I don't really listen to it. Is it Pete Abbott again?
Pete Abbott.
It's because he's not sitting here. See, I'm reminded, when you sit down, I'm reminded that you're there for a reason.
Yeah.
I have to think about it, but then I realise it's news. But Pataba is pre-recorded, so I never remember he exists.
Maybe we should get some sort of thing in the office.
There's already
like
a thing.
Dummy.
There's already a lot of that.
Which says sport.
Sport.
A sport dummy.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. I've seen them. We work in the office as talk sport. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Mildly offensive.
Here's Patabat with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. If many of this morning's papers are to be believed, Gareth Southgate will be offered the job as England's permanent manager. This evening's friendly with Spain at Wembley is the former defender's final game of a four-match interim spell in charge. Talks are then expected to take place between Southgate and the Football Association. Hull striker Will King could be unavailable for up to a year as he needs surgery on knee ligament damage. The summer signing from Manchester United was injured in the recent Premier League win over Southampton. Spinner Zafar Ansari believes England's men have shown they're capable of winning their Test cricket series in India. Although they had control of a lot of the first match, the opening game ended in a draw. The second Test starts on Thursday. And in tennis, Britain's Jamie Murray and doubles partner Bruno Suarez have made it two wins out of two at the ATP World Tour Finals in London. They beat the legendary Bryan brothers in straight sets 6-3, 6-4 in their second group match. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, following 10,000 prison officers walking out of work today, prisons across the country have remained calm after several bears have been released to maintain order. The bears, imported from Canada, have scared prisoners into staying into their cells. The Justice Secretary, Liz Truss, says it's only a temporary feature.
Thank you very much. That's Victoria there with the news and Patambut with the pre-recorded sport. Let's crack on.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So good afternoon then. Hello, I am John Holmes. Yes, that is true. And don't forget, on the programme today, we are giving away some right-wing Lego. Now, this, of course, off the back of Lego disassociating themselves from the Daily Mail. But, of course, there's now loads of right-wing Lego left over, so we're giving it away. It's the stuff they don't want anymore. It's basically a bag of enough Lego to build a wall between Mexico and America. There's also some orange bricks, so you can build a Lego Trump. And some technical Lego, which you can make a Brexit out of. Except, of course, as we learned today, thanks to that leaked memo, it's actually a bit too technical, so no one's actually started that yet. Anyway, if you'd like to win the right-wing Lego, simply text a stamped addressed envelope to this address: Talk Radio, right-wing Lego offer, Talk Radio, the Radio London. And we will Snapchat you some Lego right back.
Talk Radio.
Speaking of leaked memos, there are, of course, many, many, many leaked memos, as you know, and we are trying to collate a list of them. Now, today's was the Brexit memo. We know that the government have said they do not recognise it. It's a memo that says they haven't got a Brexit plan at all that's been leaked. They simply don't recognise what the memo at all, which is odd. I mean, my auntie Sylvie doesn't recognise anyone either, and she's in a care home. Should the government be in a care home? That's one of the questions we're asking this afternoon. This, though, a list of leaked memos. It's surprising how many there are.
Yeah.
So what we're asking you to do is help us collate it. If you've got evidence of a leaked memo, just let us know what the memo is, and we'll add it to this dossier. Cornelius, what have you got there? I know you've been researching it.
Yeah, well, I intercepted this memo from the Department of State for the Environment to the Treasury on the 15th of December.
Yeah.
It just says, reminder, the Northern Powerhouse will not actually be an alternative source of energy.
No, it just remains a ridiculous idea. There's so many of these. This is a round-robin office email from Lord Ashcroft to the press. It's a GIF, actually. An animated GIF of a former Prime Minister inserting his little self into a dead pig's mouth. That's leaked. PM advice to Theresa May. PM advisor, sorry, to Theresa May. 5th of November, 7 p.m. Once X Factor is done, it says here, put Honey G Is that what she's called? Honey G on
Honey
the
ca- G, yeah.
On the cabinet as the new Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport. So that's what they're thinking of doing. Anyway, more evidence of leaked memos as we get them. But if you've got a leaked memo you'd like to leak to us, 8722...
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any leak you like.
Let's do some work experience punditry. Now, work experience punditry exists for this reason. It gives training, if you like, to the next generation of broadcasters, critics and pundits. We are happy to help. You are welcome. Work experiences, work experience I, to give it the plural, are invited in to review things. We do television, we do film, we do geeky gadgety stuff, we do hipster nonsense. Today we're doing music and we welcome back Aidan. Aidan!
Yeah!
Who was a regular. He's been a regular work experience pundit, but not been in for weeks because he went and got a job or something.
I know, weird, isn't it?
It is a bit, yeah. The thought of you
working.
Gainful employment. but here we are. Update to those regular listeners clamouring now to know where you've been and what you've been up to.
Well, I can't say too much, but I have got a job.
Are you a spy?
No. It is radio related, yeah. And there are security checks involved, which have taken a little bit of time. Con came to me earlier in the week, was begging for my presence on the show.
Yeah,
because
actually said,
around.
"Do you know anyone?"
And
because he was desperate,
and I missed being with you guys, so I thought, "Why not?" Coming
that's
up,
nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone
nice,
misses the show.
Yeah. So here I am.
Right. Okay. Well, it's nice to see you.
Great. It's nice to see you too.
Now, music. I understand. Yeah. That's your thing. I mean, you've not brought anything good ever.
No, I'm hoping to continue that trend today.
I could see that look in your eyes. And of course, the other thing we should mention is that the only reason you really are here, along with all experiences, is that we don't have to pay you.
Exactly, there we go.
So, where are we going first musically?
The XX.
Yes.
They got a new track out.
They have.
They've announced a new album, I See You, which is coming on January the 30th, next year.
Yeah.
The new track is called On Hold. Let's have a listen.
I thought I had you on hold, and every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold.
That's the XX.
That's
there.
The XX. On hold.
From the album
I See You.
Is that like intensive care unit, or is that as in I See You?
The second one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Okay. So, they've been...
Because I See You can also
be in
an intensive care unit.
But it's not. It's
or ice cream uniform.
Yeah. It's not. That's not a thing.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So, they've been away for a bit. Jamie XX, who's the producer behind the trio, basically the creative force,
yeah.
He released a solo album last year, In Colour, which is very, very good. He's a talented bloke. And so I was kind of hoping with this new track, because the first album that they did was good, it was pretty good. Second album was exactly the same. Then they kind of went away for a bit. Jamie XX did his thing. Now they're back. So yeah. I thought, oh, well, maybe they've kind of, you know, revitalised themselves.
Yeah.
But you...
They haven't, have they?
Not really, no.
No.
I mean, that track is pretty much... more of the same. It's very short. I think it barely breaks the 3 minute mark.
What, the album?
No.
Wow. I mean, I knew
that
kids these days had no attention span, and I knew people shuffle about. But that's a short album.
The track is. There's not much to it. There's just that kind of verse, chorus, singing that you heard at the beginning, and then that kind of morphed sample of Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
Afterwards, and then that's pretty much it. It repeats itself, does itself again, and then there we go. That's the new single from the XX. I mean, I was kind of hoping we'd see more of Jamie XX's production talent in the song.
What is it? You don't really.
And it's just a bit of a disappointment, really. But I've been seeing people go... I mean, Con, you like it.
I really liked it, yeah.
But I don't know, what is there to like?
I really
like
the XX, so I was always going to like this. And okay. Also, don't like Jamie XX's
do you not?
Solo album.
Oh,
no.
So there we go, then.
Why is it people call Jamie just put letters after their name like that? Like Jamie XX, Jamie T. Why?
Jamie name and another Commons.
One. Oh, no, okay. Not letters, but also stupid. Jamie Foxx, the actor, two X's at the end of that.
Okay.
See what I mean?
He's related to Jamie XX.
He's
F.O.
not.
Is just his middle name.
No.
What does the F.O. stand for?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm on Jamie Foxx Wikipedia,
it's
mate.
It's what you can do, Dave.
Follow orders.
Trying to join in. But do you know what they do, though? No, the Jamies. What's wrong with the Jamies?
Well, it's cool. It's straight. And they also lowercase. So it's like Jamie Kiss Kiss kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's
that kind of. Oh, is that what he's doing?
That kind of vibe. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Jamie Kiss Kiss. Well, he could have called himself that.
Jamie Kiss. That's.
Kiss with four S's.
Stop trying to join in. It's a miss for you.
It's a misfire, yeah. But it's just boring. There's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing.
Well,
to
that's
it.
The problem with albums. Yeah. Shut up, Cornelius. It's the problem with albums these days, isn't it? Don't you think? Because I mean, you listen to an album, and yeah, okay, well, I like that single. I like that set. I like that track. I like that track. Yeah, but an album these days by the indie bands.
Yeah.
The indie bands. by track four, it is the same, and you get bored. I mean, good example, right? I like Bastille. Don't get me wrong. I like some tracks of Bastille, right? But the new album. I can't. You sort of go. I'm just going to put this to the tracks I actually like and just ignore the rest because it's like.
I mean,
the same.
Coldplay fell into that trap with their last album.
They've come
well.
Out of that trap.
I think they have. I thought the last album didn't really do anything.
Really,
but the greatest crime I think in any art form really is being boring.
Wasn't the greatest crime in any art form being murder?
No, in art though,
or like a racially motivated attack. That'd be worse than art.
A creative sense.
Oh, fine.
Being boring. Yeah. Because if I actively dislike something, I don't really mind that as much because at least it's doing something. It invokes some kind of response. And I figure if I actively dislike it, then there's going to be someone who really does like it.
Yes.
But if something's just flat, if it's just boring, then it's really offering nothing to me. It just kind of indicates laziness, I find. And that track, it's a bit lazy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pleased to say, I agree with you about that. I'm pleased to say that the majority of people that hate this programme.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You know. At least we're not being boring.
No, exactly.
You know, one sense, you know, there are a massive amount of people that hate it, you know, and then there are three or four people that like it, all of whom are in this room now.
There we go.
So, yeah, I know what you mean.
It works.
Yeah, it does.
Should we have another track?
Well, I'm going to tentatively say no.
Okay.
Because we're going to go to Traffic and Travel.
Fine.
But what are we coming? Teasers, Aidan.
We've got another track, we've got another album, and we've got some more news, if there's time.
Great, there'll be time. I'm going to make time.
Okay, great.
It's Work Experience Punditry. This is Aidan, he's doing music today, all the new music releases. We'll be talking to him next on Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
eBay has all the new gifts you need for him this Christmas.
I think it's about time I started taking better care of myself.
Philips juicers.
I think I'm going to get rid of this beard.
Electric shavers.
Then I'll try and lose a few pounds.
Trainers.
Maybe buy myself a sleek new sports car.
Books on coping with the midlife crisis. Discover a fantastic range of new gifts for him this Christmas on eBay. The ultimate gifts for the man who wants to get shipshape shop.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts, and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
severe delays on the northbound M6 in Cheshire, with the main carriageway closed at junction 19 for Knutsford after a lorry overturned and spilt its shed load of cola syrup on the carriageway. The queues are back to junction 17, adding up to 2 hours onto your journey time. Birmingham's Soho Road through Handsworth is still closed both ways after an accident near to Grove Lane. Severe delays building on the M1 in Bedfordshire north between 12 at Flitwick and 13 at Bedford. Two lanes are out after an accident, and queues for Cornwall's westbound A13 near Indian Queens. That route partially blocked by an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
This is where Daddy does his invoices.
Dad.
And this is where Daddy takes his important calls with clients.
Dad.
This is Daddy's comfy seat.
Dad.
And this is where Dad listens to his favourite songs.
Dad, this isn't what I had in mind for taking your daughter to work day.
Oh.
The Volkswagen Caddy, now from only £169 per month. Your new favourite workplace. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. With contract hire, plus VAT at 20%. Initial customer rental, £507. Exclusions and terms and conditions apply, subject to status, until the 2nd of January 2017. Business users only, 18s and over. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
On the next Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, the man who, if you give him 15 minutes, he can change your life. It's the body coach himself, Joe Wicks, with me. Paul Ross, go on, drop and give me 20. Joe Wicks, let's do it right.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, comedian Tom Allen joins us very shortly indeed here on the radio, which is what we are on, in case you were staring at a box there, unsure as to what it was. Just bringing you up to speed there. Aidan's here, though. He's reviewing music. It's part of Work Experience Punditry. Aidan has already been talking about the XX, the new album from the XX, which is called Intensive Care Unit. And their single, what was the single called?
On Hold.
Yes. You didn't like it, did you?
No.
Do you wish they'd put it on hold?
Yes.
So where are we going next?
Childish Gambino. Now, he is a rapper, a hip-hop artist. Real name Donald Glover.
This isn't Paul Gambaccini, is it?
No, it's not.
Childish Gambaccini.
Yeah, just being...
Just
checking.
Donald Glover, who is the real name of Childish Gambino, he has been away writing and filming Atlanta, which is a comedy show on FX. Very much critically acclaimed. A lot of people like it. And he's also kind of been writing and acting, basically, for the last few years. He's also been cast in the upcoming Han's Solo Star Wars spin-off. But he's back now. He's got a new album coming out, Awaken My Love, slated for a December 2nd release. And he's got a new single as well, which is called Me and Your Mama. Here we go. There we go. Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino.
Me and your mum.
That sounds like a dessert from the kids' menu in Prezzo. Because, you know, you go and you sort of go, I'll have a, for the children, can I get a, from the children's menu, yes, got no, one tomato pasta, yes, tomato pasta for this one, and what do you want? Do you want the nugget? Yeah, and the nuggets for this, yeah, this one there, and you got all the desserts. What would you want? Do you want ice cream? Do you want ice cream? Yeah. Yeah, you want vanilla? Yeah, fine. Yeah, do you want the Childish Gambino?
I feel like this is way too close to home.
Do you want the Childish Gambino? Do you want that? It's like a cappuccino, but it's got gamb on it. Yeah, okay. Fine. I've had that conversation.
it's not bad. It's 6 minutes long, which I feel for like a lead single for like the first thing you put out for an album is quite long. It's quite long.
Well, that's not going to get radio airplay, is it?
No.
You're going to have to do a radio airplay.
And the thing is that it kind of starts with this kind of slightly low-key kind of hip-hop beat, and then it goes into that, which is quite a cool kind of really 60s, 70s soul, Sly and the Family Stone
Isaac Hayes kind of deal. And then it goes back to this kind of hip-hop beat, and then it finishes. I mean, there's not much variation within the track. Childish Gambino is someone who I'm not really that familiar with, I have to say, until I kind of heard about Series Atlanta, and then this new track coming out. So it is an interesting song.
I mean, I liked that.
Yes.
But and I was trying to think what the hell it reminded me of, because yes. It reminded me of a song that I know I like.
Okay.
Can we hear it again? If we listen to it again, and just to prove in my head I'm right, I think, because I was going, what the hell does that sound like? And then Cornelius just said, I think it's this. Okay. But I just want to hear it again just to make sure. Here we go. It's this bit. It's that sound and the vocal, and that sort of distortion on the vocal. What it sounds like is, and I think you're right, it's AWOL Nation.
Yeah.
And Sail.
Sail.
Right, okay.
Do you know that?
No, I don't know. No.
Okay, it's quite similar to that.
Okay.
But in a good way.
Maybe
it's a great track. AWOL Nation Sail is a great
track. Maybe they've sampled it.
I don't know about it. Well, that's the same sort of...
Sail! Vocal. It's that one. Okay. It just shouts Sail a lot.
Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah. Okay.
I am sailing!
Like that. Okay. I'll have a listen to it side by side and I'll see if you're right.
All right, fine.
Okay. So, yeah, it's a good track.
Yeah.
Interesting, and I'm looking forward to the album.
What's his real name?
Donald Glover.
Bloody, so you can't have a rapper called Donald Glover, can you? That's just stupid.
He's in the sitcom Community.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
That is what he's most famous for.
All right, then.
All right.
Dave's trying to join in again.
Why has this become a thing? Just saying stuff you don't know, so you're getting old.
Because you're here every day and you're normally silent for the whole show.
That's right.
Okay,
he's only here when the student's having a day off. Right, so what next?
So, 2016, it's been a year of tragedy, political upheaval. So what everyone really needs is a new album by Sting. So Sting has released a new album, 57th and 9th. It's his 12th solo studio album.
Oh, God.
And he's got a new single. The album is out there. It's been released. And one single was released from it. And it's I Can't Stop Thinking About You. Should we ever listen?
Yes, we must.
Sounds like the sort of song you record in your garage when you're 16 and you can't really play instruments yet.
Well, I think it's been billed as a return to form. So let's say 12th solo album, but he hasn't done a rock album for like 10 years.
That's not rock, is it?
Well, I mean, he's been doing a lot of this pseudo classical nonsense, which has just been awful. It's been really bad. And so now he's back. I think he's been also been doing stuff with Peter Gabriel. There's been a lot of pictures with them together in the studio. Right. I don't think Peter Gabriel features on this album. I think there's something further along the road.
The problem is with Sting.
Yeah.
Is Sting.
Yeah, this is the thing. He's an easy man to target. I like his music before. My mum used to play Mercury Falling a lot, which was like a mid-90s album that released. And I found it again in a charity shop for 99p. So yeah. I bought it, and it's actually really good. It's a really good album.
I've said this before about Sting. The problem is with him...
Is that Sting?
Is that Sting. But it's also that he's like a charisma dementor.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sort of sucks that out of the...
I know.
And he's got a... I don't know, there's something just annoying about Sting. Yeah, like, a bit like Bono. You just want to punch him in the face quite hard, don't you?
I think...
But also, all his songs are stalky.
It's true,
there's that one. I can't stop thinking about you. And every breath you take, watching you, stalker.
Yeah.
Hashtag stalker Sting.
I mean, like, there's a line that you cross and where you stop doing albums. And he's crossed the line.
Yeah.
And he's sort of...
He's gone way over the line.
He's gone way over the line. So, I mean, the album, it's just... I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's just not very good. It's just M.O.R.
Yeah.
Straight all the way through.
Yeah.
I love some of the tracks, though. Petrol Head.
He's trying to be a bit edgy, isn't
it? The Empty Chair.
Yeah.
And this is my favourite one.
Yeah.
Heading South on the Great North Road. That's the best one.
You know what's the most annoying about that?
Go on.
Sting. And also, he thinks that's clever, doesn't he?
I know.
You know what he did? He thought of that. He's gone, heading south on the great, hang on, wait, North Road. And then he sat back going, I am Sting.
Yeah.
I am Sting. You can just hear it. You just know he's done that.
I know. So, I mean, I've got really much to say about it.
I'm heading south on the great, wait for it, North Road. I am Sting. Storky Sting. That's all he's doing. Storky Sting.
It's pretty rubbish, yeah. Pretty rubbish.
Do you know why it's called Sting?
Come.
It's because if you rip his arse off, he dies. It's like a bee. Right. Thanks, Aidan.
Cheers.
Nice to have you back.
Yeah, I don't know. This will probably be it, to be honest.
All right, is that the end of it?
Probably, yeah.
We've said goodbye before.
I know, exactly. So.
Yeah, don't make a big deal out of this time.
Just stop coming back. You can't leave. Just let it go.
Okay.
Just leave it alone now.
Like Sting should.
Yeah. Why are you still sat down? Yeah. Honestly, okay. Get out.
That's Aidan there with Work Experience Punditry. In the next half an hour, we will be joined by the comedian Tom Allen. Then we will play a game of band or prison. There's a prison strike, so a game of band or prison. Is it the name of a band or is it the name of a prison? You can win some meat, chicken, beef or lamb or sausages because it's... I'm not doing it on my own.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist.
That's right. All of that coming, plus the big debate at 3. It's 2:30 now. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The government has won a High Court injunction to block industrial action by prison staff. 10,000 prison offices in England and Wales had stopped work over health and safety fears, but it's illegal for the profession to strike. Francis Crook from the Howard League for Penal Reform says action is needed because jails are in crisis.
They are not safe. They're not safe for staff. They're not safe for volunteers who go in and help. And they're not safe for prisoners or their families. And something has to be done about that.
A leaked memo suggests the government has no concrete plan to leave the EU. The document says Whitehall is working on 500 Brexit-related projects and it could need 30,000 extra staff to cope. But Theresa May's spokesperson has dismissed it, saying it has nothing to do with the government. A 17-year-old boy will be sentenced next month after admitting 7 hacking offences linked to the TalkTalk data breach. The personal details of almost 160,000 people were accessed in October 2015. Twitter is bringing in new features to improve how the site deals with abusive content. One of them will let users mute words and phrases for the first time, which should also help with TV spoilers. And President-elect Donald Trump has secured another victory over a large flagpole at one of his Scottish golf courses. The 81-foot structure was put up without permission in Aberdeenshire, and retrospective planning application was rejected. But after an appeal, it's finally been approved. The weather staying mild and cloudy in the south with some patchy rain, brighter and colder across the north, highs of 14 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
He's been elected, the flagpole's been erected.
Correct.
Okay. I just thought you could have had that as a little headline if you wanted it.
Maybe I could use that as my tease for
yes,
three.
If you want to tease that, erect the
I don't think I could say it with a straight
flagpole,
face, to be honest.
Then you carry on. Right now, in a moment, after a trail of sorts, there will be bonus news. Today, it's Bono news, because Bono, we learned today, has received a Man of the Year award. He was Woman of the Year last week, and now he's Man of the Year. It's confusing, I know, but we will be bringing you Bono news as part of bonus news. Bonus news.
Correct.
Yes. because Victoria's news is shorter than it used to be, so we have to make the time up because she gets paid the same. It's like a Toblerone. There's not so much of it, but it costs the same. That's the gist of it. That's why it exists. It's coming next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Here it is. Everyone's been waiting for it. It's time for... Is there a jingle?
Yeah.
Oh. It's time for... Is it coming now?
Yeah.
Okay. It's time for...
Bono Bonus News.
Bono Bonus News.
Good, isn't it?
What is that?
That's the Bono Bonus News jingle.
Can we hear that again?
What is that?
Bono Bonus News.
Bono Bonus.
That's
news.
Where it definitely goes wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favourite bit. Anyway, Bono claims being in U2 is like being a priest.
After more than four...
Hang on. What's he done?
Careful now.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with that.
Oh, right. Just checking.
I wouldn't be smiling if that was the case.
No, I'm not.
So, after more than four decades in the band, he says there's only one way out, and it's in a coffin. Bono's ethical...
We can but dream.
Actually, I'm not going to say that. Bono's ethical clothing line is making a huge loss. Accounts for Eden Apparel show it fell $7.5 million short last year, which is down more than 35% on 2014's $5.5 million loss. And finally, Robbie Williams has revealed he once went to the U2 frontman's house while high on magic mushrooms. The pop star told the Irish Times he took the drug while on a night out before visiting Bono's, where he claims he thought he saw the best painting in the world, only to be told by Bono it was a window. The end.
That was Bono news.
Bono bonus news.
Wasn't great.
Bono bonus news.
Oh, that's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
I want to hear
and
it
you
again.
Say that on a station with the trails we have. Wow. Some accolade. Right, okay. Thanks, Victoria.
I'm not sure whether you're welcome.
Yeah. Has Bono recovered? Because he fell off his bike badly, didn't he? A couple of years. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was cycling in Central Park. And he,
isn't that why they had to pull Glastonbury?
It might be. I can't remember. But I remember
that was Dave Grohl.
No, you
last
two.
Year.
All right, you two, get a room. Oh, you are later, aren't you? You
it's
two are going out on a date. I forgot
not a
that.
Date.
Yeah, going out on a date.
It's not a date.
Cornelius keeps calling it a date.
No, he doesn't. He just said that that we were work friends. Mm. Those were the words
they're
used.
They're going out together tonight. That's what you need
no,
to.
No, it's and not it, a date. Cornelius has got a little girlfriend anyway.
Isn't it awkward?
No, I haven't.
You're
mixing up his girlfriend with his mum again.
Oh, is that what it was?
He tells people he's got a girlfriend because he says it's an older woman because they see them hand in hand. And she walks him to the bus stop. And he keeps on saying now it's his girlfriend, but it's his mum.
I'm sorry, I must have been mistaken.
Yes, you did. Right then. Some reactions have been coming in, Cornelius. Some reactions.
Lots coming in yeah. John. Harambe all the animals at London Zoo and move migrants there. That's come from Frank Lee Offensive. And John, this is from Militant Feminisis, who says, John, why is there a Louise Mensch, but there's no Louise Womensch? No, but honestly, why is there Louise Mensch? He goes to go on.
Right, thank you very much. Indeed, if you've got reaction, you know how to get it to us. Here, the number, such as it is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can also use the modern medium of Twitter if you'd like to. That is this, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
You want to do the cost?
Yeah, text messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
We have to say that once an hour, apparently, for legal reasons. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. You can also, of course, pop your reaction into the Talk Radio reaction bins. Supermarket car parks around the country, they have bottle banks, of course, sometimes clothing bins and shoes bins. Next to those, we are rolling them out. Talk Radio reaction bins. Look for the big skip. There's a slot at the top. That's for racist reactions. That slot actually just goes straight to LBC now. The middle reaction, just for moderate reactions. The bottom, it just for gibberish. Absolute incomprehensible garbage, and we just tend to give those to Julia Hartley Brewer. If you've got a reaction, pop it into the reaction bins. You're listening to Talk Radio. Next, Tom Allen, the comedian Tom Allen, will be joining us. And, well, you know, we'll talk to him because that's traditional on a Talk Radio station. It's next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
There's no easy way to say what we're about to say.
We believe your wife is a German spy.
This year, the truth will be discovered.
I know for a fact you'll be proven wrong.
Allied, starring Brad Pitt and Marion Cotillard. Allied, in cinemas November 25th, rated TVC.
Hey, what happened to my kiss?
So, what do we know about WeBuyAnyCar.com? They buy any car, yeah. They have a snappy jingle. Bum, bum, bada, bum, bum, bum. And don't the adverts have a very charismatic presenter? No? Oh. But did you know how good WeBuyAnyCar.com is on price? Well, 7 out of 10 customers surveyed said the price they got for their car was fair. Can't say fairer than that. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Severe delays on the northbound M6 in Cheshire with the main carriageway closed at junction 19 for Knutsford after a lorry overturned and spilt its shed load of cola syrup on the carriageway. The queues are back to junction 17, adding up to 2 hours onto your journey time. Birmingham's Soho Road through Handsworth is still closed both ways as after an accident near to Grove Lane. Severe delays building on the M1 in Bedfordshire north between 12 at Flitwick and 13 at Bedford. Two lanes are out after an accident, and queues for Cornwall's westbound A13 near Indian Queens. That route partially blocked by an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
This is where Daddy does his invoices.
Dad.
And this is where Daddy takes his important calls with clients.
Dad.
This is Daddy's comfy seat.
Dad.
And this is where Dad listens to his favourite songs.
Dad, this isn't what I had in mind for taking your daughter to work day.
Oh.
The Volkswagen Caddy, now from only £169 per month. Your new favourite workplace. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. With contract hire, plus VAT at 20%. Initial customer rental £507. Exclusions and terms and conditions apply. Subject to status until the 2nd of January 2017. Business users only. 18s and over. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader. I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, I am John Holmes, it is Talk Radio, it's just coming up to a time, and before we talk to our guest Tom Allen, just of course a quick recap on today's news. There is the memo, the government leaked memo, the government say they do not recognise, this is saying that they have no Brexit plan in place, of course it's on some of the front pages today, the government saying they don't recognise it, and as I mentioned earlier, you know, my auntie Sylvie doesn't recognise anyone anymore either, and she's in a home, so the question we're asking is should the government be put in a home? Let us know, 8722.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There's also of course the prison officers strike that's in the news. Anton Deck have apparently signed £30 million to stay at ITV, and there was a supermoon. The news is mix it all together. It's all quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
I know, Cornelius, but we are here to help. A lot of people get in touch with us on this programme saying they can't get their head around the news, and that's why we drill down into the big stories for you on a daily basis. What we do, of course, is take a news story and then we start working our way down to its very essence, its very core, its very what it's composed of. And when you do that with any news story, what you end up with, of course, if you frack it, if you frack your way down into through the mantle and the core of a news story, what you end up with, of course, is not shale gas, but Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables, we explain the news in haikus.
Supermoon visi, ball round the world except Britain. I blame Brexit.
The news in haikus. Let's bring you some hot guest action. Tom Allen joins us this afternoon. Is that the weirdest introduction you've ever had?
Maybe, yes. Maybe, I think so.
How are you, Tom Allen?
I'm great, thanks. You guys have a lovely studio here.
Do you think?
I love it. I love a sort of, what would we call this? A sort of duck egg blue in here?
We can change the lighting, you know.
Would you mind?
Go on.
That would be great.
Now, it is duck egg blue at the moment.
What is it? Oh, what can it move to? It's great radio, this. Oh, a hot pink.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very salacious.
Yeah.
Oh, a cobalt green.
Nice, good. Yeah.
Yes, and, oh. Oh, that's just plain. Oh, an indigo blue. Very restful. I stayed in a hotel once, which was tiny, but its main feature was just having different coloured lights that you could put on.
That was it. Did you spend all night playing with that?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, you're never tired of it. Now you put it on amber and it makes me feel a bit sick.
It's changing.
Oh.
That's lovely.
I don't like it.
That would make for a lovely Christmas tree, wouldn't it? Just a series of merging colours in the lighting.
I don't like that at all. Put it back to normal, please.
I introduced that.
That was your fault.
Yeah, great radio though, right, guys? Great radio.
It's what we're known for. So, Tom Allen, we've met.
Yes.
Do you remember where? I realise I'm putting you on the spot here.
Oh, that is putting me on the spot. Yeah. Was it somewhere I shouldn't have been?
No, I don't think so.
That's fine. Would you just say it? Wherever it is,
we were judging the BBC New Comedy Awards.
Oh, of course. In Bath.
Yes.
Bath.
Yes, it was. There you go.
Yes, I remember. I stayed at the Marriott Hotel that time.
They didn't have the lighting, did they?
They didn't have the lighting. Very comfortable beds, though. But yes, that's, I do remember that was a few years ago. Nice though.
I can't remember who won though.
No, I can't.
But Tez Ilyas won. That's who
was
won.
That the Tez Ilyas?
That's the Tez Ilyas. Really.
Yes. He's still going. Very good.
He's very good. Strength to strength. And I like to think that's down to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I forgot. I do remember putting him through, as it were. But I didn't realise that was in Bath. Oh, the people you meet and the places you go to.
Oh yeah. So look, tell us about what you're doing, because this is, we'll talk, you know, about things, but obviously we like to just go cut to the chase. I mean, you're here to plug a
very
thing.
Talk radio.
Let's not disguise it.
Don't mess with no haikus for this bit. So I'm basically plugging my show that I've got coming up at Soho Theatre, London's Soho Theatre, 28th of November to the 3rd of December. It's a week at the Soho Theatre, and it's a show that I've written about, basically, about how well my life is going and how I've been living with a couple called Dad and Mum. and it also talks about several things, mainly about living in suburbia and also a sort of pseudo-sexual experience I once had on a water slide. So hopefully there's something for everybody.
I think there is. You've covered everything.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think we can all relate to all of those things.
Well, that was my aim. Yeah. That was my aim. So, I've been sort of touring it around a little bit, and I did it in Edinburgh this year, and so I'm very excited to be bringing it home, as it were, to London.
You can always tell when something's done well in Edinburgh, because then it gets to go on the road.
For
a comedian, what's the tipping point in Edinburgh where you think, oh, I can get more out of this, or do you just, and then otherwise you're just quietly creeping away from the show?
I think, all of Edinburgh's always a learning experience, but this year I sold out the whole run and we added extra shows, so it felt like there was some demand. So that's not very modest of me to say, is it? Very American of me to come in here. I may as well have just come in and gone, I'm great, aren't I? And I'm great.
Yeah, well, it's all the rage at the moment. It's, you know, we're looking to America to learn how to deal with modesty. I think, you know, a man with a golden lift is possibly...
gold. It's I had a golden time in Edinburgh. And I thought, I was lucky enough to sort of get the chance to take it to various places. But I'm very excited about bringing it to London, where I'm from. So that's all the more.
It's your home gig.
It's my hometown. Yeah. Not Soho, per se. although I've spent a bit of time there.
Yeah,
if only I could afford to call it home, John. But so London, really. So I'm very excited about doing it. And it's a whole week. I've never done a week in a London theatre, so that feels like a big step up.
Yeah.
And I've had a nice time recently of doing things like Live at the Apollo and the Great British Bake Off Extra Slice. I don't mind telling you.
Hello.
You're welcome, everyone. Okay. Did you come?
Yeah, yeah, I watched that one. It's the only one in that whole series I watched.
Actually, I was on two of them, so you could have seen it. I got asked
back. There we go.
Now it's awkward.
Was it, which one was it? Was it the one with Nadia or the one with...
With Nadia. She was great.
Oh, she's so great.
So hang on. It's not a Bake Off watcher.
What? What?
I know. Nadia's the previous series.
Yes. Winner. Yeah,
so you
yeah.
weren't invited back for this series, is it?
No, this is this series. Yeah, oh, she was there as a guest.
Oh, I see.
And just she was a guest talking about. Thank you, John. Thank you for checking in. For just reining it into that British level of positivity.
Well, you've been saying how great you are. I wanted to bring you down a peg.
Very British. Very British of you there, John. No, it was the most recent series. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask you then, because it seemed because you are of the Bake Off.
Sure.
What you make of the Channel 4 move then? What did when that news broke? What was your as a Bake Off fan?
I don't really make anything of. I mean, at the end of the day, it's none of my business, so I don't really make anything of it. I think it's a good show, and I think it's obviously loved by lots of people. It's got good people working on it, and I think I don't know wherever it goes. I'm sure we'll want to make the best of it. So
yeah.
I mean,
they haven't approached you to present this on Channel 4.
Is that what you were angling for? Well, no, they haven't done that. No,
not yet.
No, not yet. It's a good show. But you don't watch it, John. Why don't you watch
no,
it?
No, well, you know what?
It is the ultimate show. Well, it's such huge figures.
Apparently so. It just passed me by. I mean, at the beginning of it, it was just, well, cakes. And I go, well, I'm not that bothered. And then it became a bit of a thing, and I still wasn't that
it's
bothered.
It's more of a cultural phenomenon, I would say.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
But
is
it? Here's my question. Right?
Sure.
So this is.
A moment ago, I think you just said, here's my question. So there's a lot of questions arriving.
I do. I tend to ask a few.
Yeah. Is my question. Yes.
It's a native Indian. I should number them for ease of use.
Yes, I would prefer that.
My next question.
Would you have dashes or dots according to a word processor?
Definitely a dot.
A dot?
I tell an absolute lie. One. A bracket.
Close an A bracket?
I like a one.
One bracket. Not numerical bracket.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
sorry, that's your question here now.
My question here, I've forgotten it
two,
actually now.
Two
if I'm really honest.
Bake Off, you said you don't watch it, then you've...
I've remembered, yeah. So how many people watch Bake Off? It's like 10...
Like 10 billion?
Yeah, not that many. But the thing is, this is what I think about with the media bubble, is that more people don't watch Bake Off.
Yes.
By quite a long way, or any television, than do. So, but it's all then the papers talk about, and I just wonder what the rest of the population do when, you know, Bake Off is on. When
to be honest, John, that is a question for you as somebody who doesn't watch it. I can't answer that. I imagine they're crying. Maybe they have a savoury time. Maybe they just have some dips or something. Maybe some
I think I've had a dip during that. Yes,
I don't mind a dip actually, but yeah, I think it's one of those shows that's very positive. I think that's why it does well. Like it's sort of people going, oh, try your best. Oh, you're doing well. There's not much sort of slamming. There's not sort of like, oh, you're stupid, or no, your dream has ended. It's not that sort of show.
Yeah.
It's always quite kind, and I think there's not enough of that.
Well, you're right.
In this cruel world.
In this current climate, of course.
I think so.
And I wonder if that, because everyone's talking about that sort of backlash against the liberal elite.
Talk radio, I know, doesn't like those sort of kind, gentle programmes. It likes hard opinions.
Oh, not us. We're gentle as you like.
Okay,
we'll cup and stroke whoever.
Oh, well, frankly, fine. So, but what was your...
My next question, the liberal elite. I wonder if because there's this now social backlash, it seems, against the white liberal elites, etc., etc. I wonder if programmes like Bake Off are that sort of release against all the nasty racist stuff that there appears to be in the wake of Brexit and everything else, and that's why people sort of gather around it as a
heartwarming
thing.
Well, like I say, I think in any way, it's a positive program about people celebrating their skills, celebrating their talents, and it's a great way for people from all backgrounds. It doesn't matter what you do for a living, doesn't matter who your family are or whatever. You can all watch it and you can all get involved with it, because making a cake largely has about four or five ingredients that are quite easy to get a hold of, and so it's quite accessible. I mean, that is quite a heavy question, John, if you don't mind me saying.
But I think it's
a craving for, like, well, there seems to be a lot of fear and a lot of anger in the world at the moment, and I think any antidote to that, and I suppose that's the fun of being a comedian, is you get to celebrate the light and the funny and the positive, and I think for me things like comedy anyway are about people laughing together at something, and we go, oh, we all worry about that, or we're all feeling that, and there's a release together, and it's a nice thing, and I think Bake Off is a bit like that. It's a light thing that hopefully it's a light thing if you've made your sponge properly. That brings people together. But That's my feeling. I'm sure there are people out there who have opinions about it.
Well, as we know, they can put them in the reaction bins.
I'm intrigued by your reaction bins.
It's
yes.
like a car... I'll explain to you. So the supermarket car park, you've seen such a thing, I imagine.
I've heard of them. Yes. I mean, I'm more of an Ocado user.
Of course you are. But, you know, there's a bottle bank. People go to the bottle bank.
They put their deposits in there, their check.
Any old clothes you can give to the Salvation
Army.
Any
old clothes to the Salvation Army. But they turn them into brass bands.
Exactly. They do. Next to that... is now the Talk Radio reaction bin, and you can just pop your reactions into it.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
They're gathered up and distributed around the presenters.
Amongst people who don't have opinions of their own.
Exactly.
Oh, how lovely. So, that is great. And very much the secret of modern broadcast journalism, I think. It's giving opinions to people who couldn't be bothered to form their own. That's what I think.
I think you're wasted in in what you do in Bake Off. You should be working, frankly, in hard-edged news.
I would love to be in hard-edged news, talking very aggressively all the time.
Knowing what you do.
Do you have soaring music on talk radio?
Soaring music?
Soaring, very serious music to introduce the news.
I think it's sort of...
More of a whoosh.
Yeah.
Sound effects.
We could play it to you. I mean, Marta, could you just play as the news?
Would you play as the news jingle?
Marta's in charge of the playing in jingles and things out there. And what you'll hear is the depths of production value.
Oh, I like it. An orchestra's been sort of goes, news. Marta's in charge of jingles as well. I hope when I turn around, she'll be there with several just little sound effects.
Have a quick look.
Talk radio.
That's what you get. It's dramatic with that that bass
Euro
line on
pop
it.
Sort of
very
layer.
Europop.
I've never listened to it without anyone talking over it, but it's very Europop.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Very Europop. Quite upbeat, actually. Oh, yeah. Surprisingly upbeat.
That could be a hit in Ibiza, couldn't it?
Mm. If it's Beefers, I think they call it now, John.
No, not down with the kids, as we discussed earlier.
Yeah. But, that is quite upbeat. Some of them would be more in a minor key, I think, more to make you worry. That actually sounds like, oh, don't worry.
Don't worry, everything's fine.
Everything's fine, have an opinion.
Everything's lovely. Bring your opinions. Come on, we'll give it a kiss. We'll kiss your opinions.
So what sort of angry people do you think are listening to your show, John?
I don't have any angry people listening to this. Oh. Apart from the great percentage of people who hate it.
Sure.
This just makes them angry.
Yeah. People would
do that, though. They don't switch off, Tom.
No, they love it.
They write George there, writes in every minute.
Does George? You've got a nice regular angry.
Oh, I hate this.
Oh.
And on a Friday, what we do, Tom, is we take all of the haters' texts and tweets that we get over the preceding 5 days. Yeah. And instead of ignoring them and reporting them for trolling and abuse, what we do is we give them to Con here.
And
he goes to the lift here in the building.
Oh, yeah.
And the lift travels downwards through the building as he reads them out. And that's a feature we call condescending.
Oh, that's a lovely wordplay.
Yeah.
You don't get that on LBC.
No, you don't.
No, you don't get the wordplay, do you?
No, not at all.
Yes.
Well, we're sort of out of time.
Oh, all right. Oh, well, that went fast.
Didn't it, though?
Yeah, I enjoyed myself very much.
So did I.
I don't know if I talked about everything I was supposed to talk about. I talked quite a lot about cakes.
I think you plugged Bake Off more than your own show, but...
I know. I feel like I didn't talk about my show, but... do come and see it.
Yeah,
28th November 3rd, till the 3rd of December at the Soho Theatre in London. And I'm very excited. Details you can find on my website, tomindeed.com/shows.
There we go.
If you like that sort of thing. If you've not got any plans, feel like being cheered up, I'd love to see that. If you've got plans, obviously don't worry. It would be rude of you to cancel something. Maybe you've had something in the diary for a long time. I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to come to my show angry and embarrassed. Not one bit.
You may leave that way, but not.
You may leave that way. Maybe George will come. Sit in the back, shouting. You'll just heckle, presumably. Yeah. I hate this.
I'm not leaving.
I bought my ticket. I've tuned in for this. Or maybe he'll tweet afterwards. I do like an angry tweeter. So, don't we all, John? Don't we all?
Tom, pleasure to see you again.
I imagine it must have been.
I'll see you again in another 4 years.
four years. I'll put it in the diary now.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Tom Allen. There, dates on the website, tomindeed.com/shows.
Thank you. Bless you for that.
You're welcome. And next on the programme, it's the big debate at 3 o'clock. We'll be giving away some meat. It's budgetary.
It's free range.
It's chicken, beef, or lamb.
Ooh.
Or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. It's in a game of band or prison today.
Oh, this sounds very much not up my street.
Oh, I know. So,
that's what a lot of people take them to say.
Yeah. Funny that. Right, so all of that coming on the programme between now and 4 o'clock. Tom Allen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
I'm 44 years old with a two-year-old son, and I live with my wife in southwest London. 18 months ago, I was sort of in a position just thinking about what I was going to do for extra money. And that's when my wife mentioned Uber. It took me about 4 weeks to get my personal license together and my vehicle license together. So 4 weeks for me, it was fantastic. I think becoming a partner driver for Uber is like a get out of jail free card. It's something that you can have in your back pocket. You can do a day a week, 5 days a week. It's entirely up to you. You know, drive when you want to drive. And I tell you what, if you want to feel under pressure, take a lady in labour to the hospital in the car.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
This month at TradePoint, it's tool time with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. Like the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with two lithium-ion batteries, only £79. Offer ends 23rd of December. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required, who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
On the radio. 3 o'clock exactly. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, prison strike branded illegal, £10 charge to visit Europe, and woman fired over racist Michelle Obama post.
Talk Radio.
The High Court has ordered prison officers to stop striking. Thousands of staff have walked out across England and Wales today in protest at rising levels of violence in jails. The Prison Officers Association is being accused of unlawful strike action, which the Justice Secretary Liz Truss says is unnecessary.
I have made it absolutely clear that safety is my number one priority. That's why we've rolled out new tests for psychoactive substances. That's why we're making sure that all staff have body-worn cameras. That's why we're already recruiting new staff.
Ministers are again having to deny cabinet splits over plans to leave the EU. A leaked memo suggests it could take the government another 6 months to agree a formal Brexit strategy. It also says 30,000 extra civil servants may need to be recruited to implement the exit, though Downing Street says it doesn't recognise the document. Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell says the lack of planning is very worrying.
They should have prepared in advance of the referendum on whatever option came out, and that didn't take place. And I think that's a dereliction of duty. Even before general elections, the civil service are asked to prepare for whatever party comes into power.
It comes as discussions are being held in Europe over whether to charge British tourists £10 to visit. The post-Brexit decision would be similar to the system used for tourists from the US. A teenager has admitted hacking TalkTalk's website last year when the personal details of almost 160,000 customers were accessed. The 17-year-old boy, who can't be named for legal reasons, will be sentenced next month. And an official from West Virginia has reportedly lost her job after posting a racist comment about Michelle Obama on Facebook. After Donald Trump won the US presidential election, Pamela Ramsey Taylor, who worked at the Clay Development Corporation, posted, "It'll be refreshing to have a classy, beautiful, dignified First Lady in the White House," and that she was tired of seeing an ape in heels. She's since deleted the post after it was shared hundreds of times.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Staying mild and cloudy in the south with some patchy rain, brighter and colder across the north with highs of 14 degrees.
Actually, what was that last video?
So, the last story. Yeah. So this woman in West Virginia posted a racist post on Facebook about Michelle Obama.
Right.
And she's lost her job.
Oh, I see, because that happens, yeah. Yeah. And now she's deleted it. I always wonder what the point is of deleting them after it's been shared thousands and thousands of times. Because it's not then, it's not been deleted. It's there. It's, it exists, doesn't it?
So she claims she's not racist and it was on her personal Facebook page. I see. You know.
Got to be careful, haven't you?
You have.
Yeah. I mean, look what's just been posted on the Talk Radio website.
Do you mean their Twitter page?
Yes, I probably do. It says that, that you and Victoria... Oh, they've actually put this on the Talk
I'm
Radio Twitter page. It says you and Victoria... I mean, Cornelius. are going on a date. Are going on a date tonight. That's what it says.
That's not true.
Where are you going?
Me and Cornelius are both going to a gig tonight.
We're
together.
We're not together.
In Brixton.
Then it's a date.
It's not a date.
Okay. That right.
There's no romancing to be had here.
Yeah. So we'll find out what happened. You know. What gig is it?
Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
Son of a bitch! Was his big hit.
Mm.
Yeah. Usually for the like the radio edits, they don't say what you just said.
It's fine. It's the name of a song. It's fine. It's Nathaniel Rateliff.
I'm sure they sent
some. And you and Cornelius
song.
Are going. You and Cornelius are going.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Hi, Colin.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. You got a date?
It's not a date.
It's not a date.
Apparently, you and Victoria
haven't. See,
it.
Even he's saying it's not a date.
Definitely a date.
It's not a date.
Are you going to be having the Night Sweats?
We'll see.
Okay. Right. It's...
On his own. Oh. On his own.
That's ever. Every night.
Right. The sport now. Pete Abbott. Pete Abbott has got the sport. The sport this afternoon at 3 o'clock, his pre-recorded sport, is coming live from an antiques auction where a bidding war erupts between Klingons who end up smashing all the antiques to bits.
488 now.
I'm Pete Abbott. England interim manager Gareth Southgate takes charge of the national side for the final time in his current role tonight. The Football Association says it will move to appoint a permanent successor to Sam Allardyce after the friendly with Spain at Wembley tonight. Southgate is the favourite to land the job full-time. Northern Ireland will look to continue their great home form as they play Croatia in a friendly this evening. They beat Azerbaijan 4-0 in Friday's World Cup qualifier to make it 10 games under 50 metres apart. Side of one, eight of those matches. I'll strike a will.
We won it. We killed it.
The blah. And England's women have won their one-day international cricket series in Sri Lanka with a match to spare. They beat their host by 5 wickets in the 3rd ODI in Colombo. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk.
That's the sport there with Pete Abbott. Pete Abbott live, pre-recorded sport, live from an antiques auction where a bidding war has erupted, clearly, as you can hear there. Between Klingons, who've ended up smashing all the antiques to pieces. As a sport there, location suggested by the French tickler on Twitter. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Radio. Right, still to come on the programme then. You can win some meat, as previously indicated, in a game of band or prison. If you'd like to come on air to play a game of band or prison, it's essentially I've got a list of bands or prisons. You've got to tell me which name belongs to which. You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hi.
All you need to do is, let us know that you want to play, and we'll call you back. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Then somehow indicate you'd like to play a game of Band or Prison. We will get back to you.
John Holmes.
Talk
Radio. Okay, it's time for the big debate. So as we've learned this afternoon, the government does not recognise, that is a quote the government have said today, they do not recognise a leaked Brexit memo that suggests they haven't got a bloody clue what they're doing. In the clearest case of, well, they would say that now, wouldn't they, since Boris Johnson said that Donald Trump would be good for Britain. We've discovered that since the Brexit camp clearly hadn't thought it through, and the anti-Brexit camp clearly hadn't thought it was going to happen. We wonder, is Britain's place in Europe almost impossible to rearrange? It's the political equivalent of trying to rearrange Michael Gove's face to make him handsome. It's impossible, and even if you did it, no one would recognise him either. So the question is, of course, how will the government map out Britain's future? Now, on the line, having dialed the number, which is 03444991000, is Mitch. Mitch, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Yeah, thank you very welcome. Thanks for coming in. On the telephone, as it were, not real. You heard me say the word map there near the end of that, and you've heard me say that, and you've immediately picked up the phone and dialed in, because you are very anti-map. You want to see maps banned. You go as far as to say you want to see maps put in jail.
Yes, well, absolutely. I mean, I've heard jails are potentially over full of maps, but I do very strongly feel we have too many maps. They're everywhere. They're beginning to take over. And if we don't deal with the massive influx of maps we've had in the last couple of years, really, then we are going to face very serious consequences as a society. And I'm not prepared to see that happen to our great nation of Britain.
Thank you very much, Mitch. Just hold the line for me, because I want to bring in Clarence now, who's been hearing you say that and has called in with an opposing point of view. Hello, Clarence.
Oh, hello, John.
Hello there. Nice to talk to you. Now,
hello.
Hello. No, we've said hello. Don't do it again.
Hello again.
Stop it.
Hi, Clarence.
No.
Hello. Hello, Mitch. Stop speaking to you.
Stop the hellos.
Yeah,
you can call me Clancy. I'm known as Clancy for short. My Twitter handle is Fancy Clancy.
People call me Mitchell or Mitchie Boy.
Mitchie Boy. I'll call you Mitchie Boy.
Do you want me to call you these things?
Fancy Clancy and Mitchie Boy, please, John.
Okay, fine. Right, Fancy Clancy, you've heard what Mitchie Boy had to say there about maps. He doesn't like maps. He wants to see them banned. He thinks the jails are overcrowded with them already. What's the answer to that, Mitchie Boy? That is what he hasn't answered. Clarence, he hasn't answered the question, has he? Not really.
I mean, I love maps. I've got a massive collection. I've got a massive collection of maps.
Yes.
I've got an old 18th century atlas. It's cartography pornography, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly one of the ographies. Listen, here's what the anti-map lobby, which is Mitchie Boy's point of view, I suppose, is that maps ruin the element of surprise. Mitch, would you agree with that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I can remember many a holiday I've been on when we've gone out for a lovely walk on somewhere like Dartmoor or Exmoor, expecting to be able to wander until long into the wee hours, cold, wet, muddy and tired. But instead, someone's brought out one of these maps and we've found our way to the nearest inn within 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's no fun at all. It's just no fun. And I don't know why Fancy Clancy is so obsessed with these hideous things.
Let's be just clear before we get it answered. Exmoor is the one that's all flaky. It comes off.
That's right, yes.
Exmoor. Right, it's very itchy. So, Fancy Clancy, why are you obsessed with maps? What is it about them? Or what do you like specifically about maps? What's so interesting about maps?
Well, there's lots of different types of maps. I mean, I particularly like the flat ones. I love the rustle of the paper.
Yep.
I'm a very tactile person. I love to run my fingers over the sexy contours of a map.
Yeah.
Most maps these days are online, Fancy Clancy. Google Maps.
I'm not a big fan of the online maps. They're not as nice to touch. I like the touch of a relief textured map.
Mm. In Sweden in the 1960s, you'll remember this. They hid all the maps, of course, because of people like Mitchie Boy who wanted to see the back of them. But surely to see the back of a map, you just turn it over.
Well, you can't do that online, can you?
Well, you could, couldn't you? Because you could just pick up the monitor screen and just put it flat face down, and then you'd see the back of maps.
Well, but they're coming out with these two-sided phones now, aren't they? And what about clamshell phones? I don't even know how that would work. So I'm not sure that's really the solution. The solution is to put them in jail or to dig a big hole and put them in.
Put them in there. Well, in Sweden, they did that in Sweden, and of course, but now no one can find them, which I suppose is the point. Sweden, actually, because of this anti-map lobby, Sweden don't even know where Sweden is now.
Yes.
I think the two-sided... I like the two-sided map. I think, if I was to go on my naked ramblers holiday to Sweden, and I'd be more than happy for Mickey Boy to come with me.
Yes.
I mean, I could hold the map up and have the side with the directions on facing me, and the blank side facing Mickey Boy, and then we could both be happy.
Yes.
That's not how it works, because I still know it's a map psychologically. It's like saying if you close your eyes, the spider can run over you and you don't know it's a spider, but you do know it's a spider, and it is horrible.
Yeah.
So I would not like to be touched by your spider. Fancy clancy.
Let me talk about the environment part of this, because this is, you know, we know they're endangered. Baby maps, maplins, of course they're called. And, you know, maplins' nests are, we know they're raided for cheap audio leads and remote control cars. And, you know, and it is a problem, isn't it? People go after maplins. They're an endangered species. And aren't you just killing off something unnecessarily, Mitch? I mean, you've got to look after maps.
I don't accept that. It's all part of the circle of life, isn't it? You've watched Planet Earth 2, where all the little iguanas try and run away from the big scary things, and that's very much the same thing here. We don't like maps, we try and get rid of them. The maps like being alive, they try and run away from us. That's what life is. That's what it's all about. That's why we're here.
You said, Fancy Clancy, you said you like running your fingers over the contours, but just to play devil's glass of advocate for a moment, who wants to know how high a drumlin is? Who cares how high a drumlin is?
Well, it's useful to know, because you're on to set out on a naked rambling adventure anywhere that's too high, because, as you know, the temperatures drop the higher you get, and that can be awkward in a situation where you're perhaps trying to impress a lady and, you know, you've got no trousers on.
Yeah, well, I see your point. I mean, let's be clear about a drumlin, by the way. A drumlin, of course, is a baby drum. It's nest.
As a maplin is a
As a baby map. Yeah, it's a it's nest. Well, no, the drumlin's important. Let's start with that for a moment, because its nests are raided for their skins, of course, isn't it? And sticks. And again, they could die out. Now, without maps, we wouldn't know where the baby drums are, would we? So, and maybe that is a good thing, because that way people wouldn't hunt them for their skins and sticks, the baby drums. So, but if we wouldn't know where a drumlin lives, leave them safe.
Absolute nonsense. There are people who are determined to hunt down drumlins and kill them, and that's going to happen regardless of anything. The idea we can somehow save them by doing away with maps is a nonsense. It's a fallacy. It's something they want you to believe. Like, they write it on the side of their bus, and they drive it all around the place, but it's not true, and they'll disown that pledge just as soon as all the drumlins are gone.
Yeah, well, yeah, but there aren't as many drumlins as there used to be. Clarence, you've got a map in front of you. How many drumlins can you see?
Who's Clarence?
Fancy Clance.
That's my birth name. The map I've got in front of me right now doesn't actually contain any drumlins, because it's actually a map of the ocean floor.
Right, fair enough, yeah. Yeah.
So there's no natural drumlins there. Obviously, that's not their natural habitat, because they are, they can't breathe underwater. They're not gill-based creatures.
That's absolutely true. I just want to bring this, Mitchie boy, if I can, just both of us actually, just imagine now a world. Let's imagine a world without maps. Just for a moment, imagine a world without maps. Just take a moment. Just everyone, just take a moment. And that is the noise of a world without maps, isn't it? Now, the thing is, how would we know it was? And here's the trick I played on you. How would we know it was a world without maps if we hadn't got a map of the world to know it was the world that was without the maps?
You could just look everywhere, or email your friends to ask if they've seen a map in the world. The world.
Yeah, you answer that question.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, okay, here's a question. Okay, here's a question for you, right? In your lifetime, just have a think, how many maps have you ever used, yes or no?
No.
Fancy Clancy?
Oh, yes.
Right. Okay, it's interesting. I mean, there's an interesting text coming in here as well. It just says, maps are everywhere, and perhaps there are too many of them. We should cull maps. Maybe not get rid of them all. This is a middle ground here. Just come in from Maniac on Twitter. It says, maybe we just cull maps like badgers, but as we know, maps can give TB to cattle. So just cut back on the number of maps. The walls of hospitals have maps on. You get them on your phone. When you go to Alton Towers, you get a map of the park so you can see which of the rides might injure you. Do we just dispose of some of the maps? Is that the answer?
Yeah, I mean, my uncle has multiple sclerosis and he's got maps in his house. So I think it's not just tuberculosis. I think it's a lot of different things that could be a problem with maps, and it would be good to get rid of them so we don't need as much penicillin.
All right.
I think the solution would be for more people to experience the joy of maps and get outside and enjoy them. My greatest experience of a map was when I went travelling along a Roman road and later realised that it was just a fold in the map. We laughed about that one.
Yeah. So let me just sum up the debate, if you would, in one word for me. Fancy Clancy.
Lost.
Thank you. Mitchy boy.
Cantankerous.
Thank you. That's the big debate today. But what do you think? Do you think we need maps? Should maps be jailed? Should we just get rid of some of the maps? Should we cull some maps because they do pass tuberculosis to cows? Do we worry about too much penicillin, as Mitchy Boy there was saying, which is a baby pencil, of course? Do we need maps in post-Brexit Britain when we've got anchovies and a sense of ennui? Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5-star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
If you're thinking of selling your car, here's a list of things you'll probably want to avoid. Paying to advertise it, taking loads of calls from interested people who have no intention of buying your car, waiting in for strangers to turn up and look at your car, waiting in for strangers to not turn up and look at your car, listening to someone tell you how they saw a better one earlier on. Had enough? Sell your car without any hassle. Enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See webuyanycar.com/info.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Hello, Darren. You here again?
Yeah. Pump 7, please. And these.
Must have been a long drive. You were only in it yesterday.
Yeah, I had to go to the other side of the country.
And back again in just one day. Well, it's nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and these are for you.
Cheese and onion, my favourite.
We don't mind why you come to Esso. We're just happy that you do. That's why at Esso you earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up with us. Participating Esso service stations only. Terms and conditions apply. For details, visit esso.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Just south of Penrith in Cumbria, the A66 is currently closed both ways around the Slapstones roundabout, where it joins the A592. There's been an accident there. No change for the M6 in Cheshire. The northbound carriageway is closed at junction 19 for Knutsford after a lorry shed its load of cola syrup onto the main carriageway. It's likely to be closed well into this evening. Avoid the M45 in Warwickshire. It's closed eastbound at the moment towards the M1 at junction 17 because of a vehicle fire. And the M1 in Bedfordshire is experiencing significant northbound delays, with one lane still closed near junction 12 for Flitwick after an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
This is where Daddy does his invoices.
Dad.
And this is where Daddy takes his important calls with clients.
Dad.
This is Daddy's comfy seat.
Dad.
And this is where Dad listens to his favourite songs.
Dad, this isn't what I had in mind for taking your daughter to work day.
Oh.
The Volkswagen Caddy, now from only £169 per month. Your new favourite workplace. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. With contract hire, plus VAT at 20%. Initial customer rental £507. Exclusions and terms and conditions apply. Subject to status until the 2nd of January 2017. Business users only. 18s and over. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Order.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in for today's big debate. The question, of course, we are asking is, do we still need maps? Should maps be jailed? Should maps be banned? Perhaps not all maps. Perhaps we should just cull some maps because, of course, they pass tuberculosis to Castle. Do we need maps in post-Brexit Britain, says French Tickler, when we've got anchovies and the state of ennui? What's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John.
The phone lines have been raw off the hook.
John, without maps, we can only go in one direction, and they are awful. Yeah. John, there's too many maps, too many, many maps, too many maps, too many, many maps. We need some more Garmins here. We need some more Garmins here. There's too many maps, too many, many maps, too many maps, too many, many maps. That's come in.
Brilliant.
Garments here. That's brilliant.
Yeah, all right, all right. So good afternoon, welcome along. It is Talk Radio. In the next bit of the programme, you can win some meat. It's a budget thing. We give away chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
Or you could get a box of organic veg because we're not racist. It's in a game of band or prison. Of course, prison officers going on strike today. That's in the news. So we play a game of band or prison. I've got a list of things. Are they the name of a band? Are they the name of a prison? If you'd like to play, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Okay then, right, time for the Diversity Paper Review. Today, we welcome back Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Very good, thank you. We welcome you back, of course, as one of our Diversity Paper Reviewers. A different diversity each day, reviewing the papers, making us the diversest programme on the dial. And Josh has been looking through the papers for us. Where are we starting, Josh?
We're starting at Sky News, Mr. Holmes.
Sky News, the new famous newspaper Sky News?
Indeed. Oh,
okay, fine.
Online publication.
Yeah, okay, <all right. laughs> Just checking.
Okay, so, British man strips off forcing plane to make emergency landing. Powerful headline. A gentleman by the name of Oliver G is facing up to 20 years in jail for getting drunk and showing his genitals to people on a flight from Cancun to Frankfurt. The plane was diverted to the US, and apparently he kept shouting, "I prefer drugs to alcohol," whilst he was walking up and down the aisles of the plane.
Sort of with his junk out.
Indeed, well, completely stark naked.
Wow.
Yeah,
right.
It's interesting. Yeah, he apparently wanted to he wanted to relieve himself in the cabin, number one. And apparently he slapped a flight attendant.
What, with it?
No. Oh, number one.
All right.
Apparently he slapped a flight attendant and passenger who volunteered to take him to the toilet. He was arrested on landing by US authorities.
Well, I'm not surprised, really, if I'm honest. I mean, that's, you know, you get a lot of that, those air rage or air, people just getting a bit drunk and doing these quite strange things on planes. And they're always going to divert it and they're always going to get arrested. It's, you know, there's no way out of that. There's one door or two if you go out of the back one. But either way, you're getting arrested if you do a thing on a plane, right?
I completely concur. It's funny, I'm flying quite a lot in December. And there's a reason why I'm telling you. I booked an appointment with my doctor because I always take diazepam on flights, especially for long haul.
Right.
So I take like between 10 and like 30 milligrams diazepam. Completely knocks me out for the entire
Do you not like flight. Flying?
I'm not a fan. I don't actually. I don't
just
like
thinks
the motion.
Drugs are better than booze.
But that's why it's so funny because I just don't tell my doctor what I do.
Yeah, obviously.
Just to kind of keep myself.
Kid.
Don't
yeah.
do it, but
yeah.
just to keep myself kind of mellow throughout the flight. But yeah, it's interesting.
So you don't like flight? You're like B.A. Baracus from the 80s.
Better looking and bigger.
Oh, obviously. But because that was it. They had to drug him to get on an aeroplane.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know. Yeah.
What was the name of the person?
Oliver G.
I think I have a conspiracy here.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
now,
God.
Honey G from The X Factor needs a sob story, so she's clearly sent a relative on to do this, and now he's in jail. She'll be performing for him.
Right.
To get him off his drug habit.
I mean,
it makes sense to me, guys.
I only recently learnt what a honey G was, and I perceive that to be true.
Yeah.
Of what I know of it, which isn't much. So, but yeah. So, but you've never you're unconscious on a flight. Then you've never.
I'm out. Well, I have a great. I actually love flights now. I have a fantastic time. I'm over the moon.
Because you're asleep,
literally. Well, I'm
not
get
literally
on the...
over the moon. That's not how planes go. That's not where planes fly.
Well, like, I get on the plane and I feel great. I just feel fantastic and I'm just chilled for the whole flight. Right. My last flight was out for 12 hours. So it was good. I had a good time.
Great.
I had a good time.
What story are we going to next, Josh?
Oh, speaking of the devil, we'll go to the Daily Mail. I actually thought of her when I was seeing this. Millions of devastated Tinder users are forced to spend the night alone after the app goes down, deleting everyone's matches.
Right, so this is people... Why did you look at Victoria when
no,
you said
because
that?
She has Tinder, right?
I don't know, do you, Victoria?
You told us you did. On air, like 2 weeks ago.
She's saying
right,
nothing.
Victoria's yeah. out. But yeah, so apparently millions of users across the UK, Europe and the US, they suffered a...
Was it a hack or was it just a...
Well, no, just apparently the app went down. Right. Deleted everyone's matches.
I thought that was the point of the app.
No, it took...
Is that what it leached to? I don't know. I've not used it.
Took everyone's matches away between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time last night. So you may have to kind of re-update your matches if you happen to use it.
So the way Tinder works, right? You match with someone and it stores your information. But is this the case that now the people you matched with or whatever have gone and or do they? I mean, how do you get them back?
Well, I don't actually have the app. Maybe we should get Victoria on. But I mean, what I know from it so far,
yes,
is that you match with people and then you can message them on the app.
Right.
I believe that's how it works.
Okay.
And so all of those are...
It's just another technology crashing story. All right.
It's not good. It's not good.
One more story very quickly, because we have to go to the news.
Parents outraged after head teacher bans pupils from hugging to ensure they respect each other's personal space.
Which one's this in?
This is the Daily Mail. This was done at Malcolm Arnold Academy in Northampton. And parents are apparently outraged that no one can be consoled or no one can be kind of touched at all.
Yeah.
In any part of the school, slightly worrying. But
it's a modern way, isn't it, Josh? That's the thing. So you've got to be very careful in this day and age. It's like when they stopped, they took first the cane went. First, you can't hit children. Now you can't hug them. I mean, what's the world coming to? We're now sounding like a talk radio station, guys. This is good. If we get angry about that kind of thing, you can't hit the kids anymore. Where's the respect? I'd hit all the kids with a stick. Phone in 0344. That's how it works. How you do it?
Very quickly,
get a reaction.
Were you around?
Was I beaten as a child?
Were you around for the cane?
It did still. When I was at school, they took. Just in my final year, they took. You could still hit kids in my day. Yeah, in the 18th century.
But you fought back. You were one of the first.
But I remember. What was his name? Who got? Was it Jonathan? Somebody got the cane at school for, and rightly so, in my opinion, launching a firework at the deputy head across the playground, and they got a bit slapped for that.
Were you ever hit?
No, I'm far too good for that.
Oh, good for you, my man.
Only when I pay for it. Josh, thank you very much for coming in. Diversity paper review with Josh there. Our reminders of your diversity?
Black British.
Thank you. In the next part of the programme, we will meet our foreign correspondent. We've got a big foreign story to talk about, of course. Marie Le Pen in very much in the news. And we'll be talking to our foreign correspondent live from France about that in the original French. Plus, there will be a game of Band or Prison in which you can win some meat. It's just after 3:30, it's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The government has won a high court challenge to block industrial action by prison officers over health and safety concerns. 10,000 walked out across England and Wales, halting trials up and down the country. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more from the Old Bailey.
The courts ground to a halt after defendants, who were meant to be in the dock, never showed up. One trial to be hit is that of Thomas Mayer, who's accused of murdering the MP, Joe Cox. People scheduled to give evidence today are also having to rearrange their diaries. But after a riot, the escape of two inmates and a rise in suicides in jails, prison officers claim the service is in meltdown. The government says their protest breaks the law.
A spokesperson for Number 10 says a leaked memo suggesting the Prime Minister has no plan for Brexit has nothing to do with the government. It's claimed the document was written by a consultant for the Cabinet Office. We could be charged a fee to visit the continent under new plans being discussed by EU ministers. A £10 charge could be introduced when the UK leaves the European Union. It would work a bit like the ESTA scheme in the US and avoid the need for visas. A 17-year-old boy has admitted 7 hacking offences linked to the TalkTalk Day data breach in October 2015. Norwich Youth Court heard the teenager was just showing off to his friends. And Twitter is going to let users mute words and phrases for the first time. It's all part of a series of changes aimed at improving how the social media site deals with abuse. The weather, patchy rain in the south tonight, dry elsewhere except Northern Ireland and Scotland, where there'll be heavy rain and strong winds in the early hours, lows of 8 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be unsettled, blustery showers in more northern areas, highs of 13. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed. There.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that how Tinder works?
Excuse me?
I don't know. Victoria there with the news. She'll be back at 4 o'clock with more of the news. And then, you know, more of the news half an hour after that, and more of the news half an hour and so on and so forth till she goes home at about 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Another quick reaction coming from Gary McCall here as well, just about the big debate today. Do we need maps, of course? Bloody maps, he says. They should go back to where they came from. At least they'll know the way. Thank you, Gary. If you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Any word you like.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Talk Radio. Next, we're going to France.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon, as aforementioned. I am... Where is that thing? John Holmes, and joining me on the line is, our foreign correspondent. He's called Paul Simon, but it's not that one. Good afternoon.
Bonjour.
Yeah, bonjour. Let's...
C'est Paul Simon, pas Paul Simon. Paul Simon. Simon.
Simon.
Simon, oui.
On the line is Paul Simon, and he is our France correspondent.
Simon. 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 Paul Simon.
Paul Simon.
Oui.
Art Garfunkel.
Pardon?
Nothing. Right, so our French correspondent's on the line now. Good afternoon, French correspondent.
C'est qui parle?
So, let's talk about Marine Le Pen. Because there's been much controversy over here over the weekend because she was interviewed on the Andrew Marr show, which is television here in the UK, of course, and it was on Remembrance Sunday, and her being of the far-right persuasion, the French National Front, of course. There was much controversy about it. What can you tell us about Marine Le Pen?
Déjà, elle s'appelle Marine Le Pen, et je ne sais pas comment vous avez eu mon numéro. Il y a quelqu'un qui m'a appelé, qui m'a dit « je passe à la radio ». J'ai rien compris de ce que vous avez dit. Et déjà, comment vous avez eu mon numéro ?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people are saying that about what happened on Sunday, but I just wonder where she now stands in the French psyche, because, you know, we're seeing this whole change around the world. We've seen Brexit, we've seen Nigel Farage come to the fore, we've seen Donald Trump, of course, of, you know, similar policies get in America. I mean, does this make her the next French Prime Minister?
J'ai absolument aucune idée de ce que vous parlez. Je comprends rien en politique. Je faisais du nettoyage, là, et vous m'appelez, vous me dérangez, et vous me dites, voilà, Le Pen, je sais pas, Trump, J'ai aucune idée de ce que vous parlez, quoi.
Well, she said, I know, but she said that the policies are... She's not trying to distance herself from this. She has said the policies of the French National Front are very much the same policies as UKIP, and we assume, because of Farage's visit to Trump, that this is a shared... I mean, is it a movement across the world? Has Brexit kind of kick-started this anti-liberal elite movement, would you think?
Mais vraiment, vous commencez à m'énerver parce que je sais pas, j'ai pas demandé à être appelé, je sais pas comment vous avez eu mon numéro. Vous me parlez de choses politiques et tout. Trump, je sais pas, je sais même pas c'est qui, je sais pas, je suis pas les nouvelles. Je pense que je vais raccrocher là parce que vous commencez à m'énerver.
Well, I think yes, you're right. A lot of people listening to you will agree with that. But let me say these words to you: racism, antisemitism, neo-Nazism. Now, they, of course, are the names of Nigel Farage's three dogs. But apart from that, they are the policies. Are they the policy? I mean, what are the French people on the ground think of Marine Le Pen? Are they worried about that? Those kind of accusations.
J'ai toujours rien compris, mais j'ai compris les trois mots. Je vous permets pas de m'insulter ou de dire que je suis raciste et tout. Je pense, mais vraiment, vraiment, vous êtes, c'est trop quoi. Je pense que je vais raccrocher. Je veux pas m'être insulté en anglais ou je sais pas quelle autre langue. Je suis pas là pour ça quoi.
Yes. Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but just to clarify that final point, if you would.
Déjà, je n'aime pas les Anglais, et après, on m'appelle sans me le dire, à parler en anglais, je comprends rien, j'ai raté tous mes cours d'anglais à l'école, et j'ai arrêté l'école à cause de l'anglais, et là, vous me dites, je suis raciste et tout, et les Français, je sais pas quoi, et Le Pen, je vote même pas, quoi, donc vous arrêtez de m'énerver, là.
Yeah, well, she was ranked among the most influential people in 2011 and 2015 by the Time 100. So she is arguably becoming more important on the world stage. Do you think that we are looking at an exit from the EU for France?
Je pense que vous êtes une personne très très stupide parce que là. Parler de choses que je comprends pas, en une langue que je comprends pas, et de sujets alors tirés par les cheveux, et vous me dites je sais pas quoi, Le Pen et je, mais absolument, absolument. Avant, je détestais les Anglais, alors là, je les déteste plus.
Oh.
Ça vous fait rire, hein?
Yes. Marine Le Pen, is that French for Marine the bread?
Elle s'appelle Marine Le Pen. Le Pen. Voilà. Maintenant, vous commencez à m'énerver parce que là, j'oublie mon français. Et Marine Le Pen. Marine Le Pen.
Le Pen. Le Pen. And finally, final question. Voilà. Final question. What's your favorite kind of French food?
Je sais pas qu'est-ce que je vais dire là. J'évite de vous insulter là, parce que je considère que je suis une personne très éduquée et voilà.
Okay.
Donc, vous ne m'appelez plus et j'espère de ne plus entendre parler de vous et tout. Vous effacez mon numéro de votre téléphone, je ne sais pas.
Yeah, could have just said snails. Anyway, that is our French correspondent, Garfunkel, there in French France. Thank you very much indeed. You're listening to Talk Radio. And of course, with more on those big stories, do keep listening to Talk Radio because that's where they are. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
I'm 44 years old with a 2-year-old son and I live with my wife in southwest London. 18 months ago, I was sort of in a position just thinking about what I was going to do for extra money. And that's when my wife mentioned Uber. They took me about 4 weeks to get my personal license together and my vehicle license together. So 4 weeks for me, it was fantastic. I think becoming a partner driver for Uber is like a get out of jail free card. It's something that you can have in your back pocket. You can do a day a week, 5 days a week. It's entirely up to you. You know, drive when you want to drive. And I tell you what, If you want to feel under pressure, take a lady in labour to the hospital in the car.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
This month at TradePoint, it's tool time with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. Like the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with two lithium-ion batteries, only £79. Offer ends 23rd of December. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
John?
Huh?
I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What? It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £220 waiting for us to claim. Although, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Just south of Penrith in Cumbria, the A66 is currently closed both ways around the Slapstones roundabout, where it joins the A592. There's been an accident there. No change for the M6 in Cheshire. The northbound carriageway is closed at junction 19 for Knutsford after a lorry shed its load of cola syrup onto the main carriageway. It's likely to be closed well into this evening. Avoid the M45 in Warwickshire. It's closed eastbound at the moment towards the M1 at junction 17 because of a vehicle fire. And the M1 in Bedfordshire is experiencing significant northbound delays, with one lane still closed near junction 12 for Flitwick after an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
This is where Daddy does his invoices.
Dad.
And this is where Daddy takes his important calls with clients.
Dad.
This is Daddy's comfy seat.
Dad.
And this is where Dad listens to his favourite songs.
Dad, this isn't what I had in mind for taking your daughter to work day.
Oh.
The Volkswagen Caddy, now from only £169 per month. Your new favourite workplace. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. With contract hire, plus VAT at 20%. Initial customer rental £507. Exclusions and terms and conditions apply. Subject to status until the 2nd of January 2017. Business users only, 18s and over. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, just coming up to quarter to a time, I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Sam Delaney with you, of course, from 4 o'clock on Drive Time. He'll have the news on the programme. Got a lot of news, I think. God. I know. He's going to be covering the misogynist Trump cabinet, I think. I definitely glanced at his running order earlier, so that's going to be happening. Also, of course, the leaked Brexit memo that the government say they do not recognise. That will be discussed with Sam Delaney. The point is, it's all quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
I know, Cornelius, lots of people can't. And, here's the thing. We help you get your head around the news, and we do that by drilling down into it to open it out like a... What's something that opens out?
Like a door?
Flower.
Yeah, look, we open it out like a flower door. And when you do that, what spills out of it? Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Government still have no plan for Brexit, have they considered a wall?
The news in haikus. Right then, let's give away some meat. Your choice, my friend, of chicken, beef or lamb, or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
Or a box of organic veg because we're not racist. Those are the prizes on offer. It's a kind of budget thing. Today, we play a game of band or prison. Prison officers on strike, of course. We've been hearing about that in the news today. So, here's a list of bands and a list of prisons. But which is which? That's all you have to figure out. Not you. Well, you can play along at home, of course. But it's what James has to figure out because he is on the telephone to play now. Hello, James.
Hello. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you, James?
Yeah, I'm excellent, thanks.
We'll be the judge of that, James. So, where are you calling from? What do you do?
I'm calling from Leytonstone, East London, and I'm an events manager.
Events manager, okay.
Yeah.
And how many events, you put a number on it, how many events have you managed?
Oh, no, that's depressing. About 3,000 or more in the last 11 years. Yeah.
3,000, you've been doing it 11 years, so you're at the top of your game, James.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, not the tippity top, but close to it.
Okay, sort of on the.
You've always got to keep reaching for the stars, haven't you?
Yes, are you on the final sort of the final slope up, as it were? If it were Everest, you're on the bit now where everyone dies.
Yeah, probably. If we free pour the booze too much and don't measure the vodka, that is a possibility. Their life is in my hands sometimes.
All right, okay, James. So, what was the last event you managed, James? Would you say?
It was a party for Stella McCartney. A party for Stella McCartney. She had a new perfume thingy.
Okay. Does she or does she not insist on only the drink Stella being served?
Yeah, that's just Stella, but in champagne glasses. She keeps it classy.
I thought that exactly right about her. Right. Okay. Look, I'm glad we've got an insight into you, James. What's your knowledge of prisons like?
A bit sketchy. I did go past Marston Green the other day in Birmingham on the way to a job. So, yeah, I know that one.
Let's see if that helps. Right, so it's a game of band or prison. What meat would you like to win should you be victorious in this game?
Well, I'm actually gone vegan, but I reckon I might go for sausage for my husband.
Okay, that's fine. Sausages are fine. Yeah. I mean, you could have the box of organic veg, but you know, you've gone for sausages.
Yeah, I think I'll give my husband a treat, you know. I'm away working a lot, so it's something for him to come home to.
A sausage treat for your husband. All right, fine. Allow us to help you with that. Now, stay there, because meet your partner in prison. It's Cornelius. It's Cornelius.
Hello.
You'll be playing against him, James. It'll go alternate between the two of you, and we will keep score. And with the winner... Let's face it, James, it'll be you, just to take the edge off.
So just relax.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. You'll win some sausages. Right, okay, it's a game, as I say, of band or prison. I will call them out, and obviously, you tell me which is which. That's how it works.
Cool.
Alphabetical order, James versus Cornelius. Alphabetical order, James first. Which water, James?
Yep. Which water?
Yeah, is it band or prison? Which water?
Prison.
Is the right answer. Which water prison is the right answer? Is in America. Yes, very good.
Yes.
Which hunter? Cornelius.
Band.
Is a prison. Mitosil. Mitosil. Band or prison?
Prison.
Is right. Yes, Mitosil prison. It's good. That's good. Okay, here's one. Cura Apertata. Cura Apertata.
Prison.
Here's a band.
Oh.
African band. Mad Crow. Mad Crow.
Band.
Is a band. Very good. Yeah. Helbrum. Helbrum. Helbrum.
Band.
Prison. Falkenstein. Falkenstein. Band or prison?
Oh, that sounds like a hard rock band.
It might well do, but it's a prison on this. Tollshock. Tollshock.
Prison.
It's a band.
No.
Oh,
I haven't got one yet.
No. Laxenburg. Laxenburg, James.
Prison.
It's a prison. Very good. Cornelius. Shattenburg. Shattenburg.
Band.
Prison.
Cornelius.
James. Battenberg. Battenberg.
Cake.
Yes, he's right. That's right. 20 bonus points for that one. He got
20.
20 bonus points. Sing Sing.
Prison?
Well, you'd think, but you'd think that would be a prison in Thailand or somewhere, wouldn't you?
Mm.
Yeah, which it is. But unfortunately, the correct answer to that in this instance is a song by Travis played twice. So so it's a band, isn't it?
Oh,
thank you,
Travis.
Ars Austria. Ars Austria.
Ars Austria?
Yes.
A band.
It's a band, yeah, very good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, Cornelius. Graz Curlaw. Graz Curlaw.
Band.
Is a prison. It's a prison.
Cornelius.
Dear,
oh dear,
oh dear.
Zero still,
Colin. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Oh dear. Wiener World Tunnel. Wiener World Tunnel.
Is this to win the sausages?
Not... yeah, you're getting Wiener closer. You're getting closer.
I think that has to be a band.
Wiener World Tunnel is a band, yes. Yeah. Very good. Bauhaus. Clues.
Prison.
No, it's an art movement and a band named after it. And finally, James, Bumhouse.
I think that's a prison.
It is a prison, weirdly. It's a German prison. Is that the right answer?
Yeah, that is good.
That is good. So, let us see if you have won Ein Berliner, which John F. Kennedy thought was a sausage at some point. Ich bin ein Berliner.
It's a donut.
Donut.
A sausage donut. What's that? I don't know. Right. We've got to go to the system. We've got to stop miming that. We've got to go to the system.
The sausage donut.
Fire. Let me apologise in advance, James. We're going to put this, the data into the system. It's quite a slow system. It's a dial-up. So you just bear with us while we sort the score. There we go. It's a very slow system. Sorry, James. We're in. Okay, here we go. Cornelius is just going to put your details into the system, James.
Sorry. How do you spell James, James?
J A M E S.
No, it's not having that.
You could try J-A-Y-M-E-S.
No, it's not having that.
Just put S-H-U-S-A-G-E.
I don't even know what that spells. I'll just carry on without the name.
Yeah.
Okay,
Right, I'll press print now.
Good. Quite a slow printer, James.
That's definitely a dot matrix.
Yeah, that's all we've got, to be honest. It's the only one that works in the building, but I apologise.
about the speed of it, I'm afraid it's a slow printer.
Oh, come on! Ah, so slow. And there we go. Right, we got it. Right, we're looking for James to win some sausages in a game of band or prison. Dave, what are the scores?
Cornelius scored 0 points,
yeah,
John.
Right. Whatever.
In a closely fought match.
Yes.
In which James scored a grand total of 32.
Is that enough to win the sausages?
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Yes, it is more! Yay! Yes, it is!
Yay! Congratulations, James. Well done.
Thank you very much.
You're
happy
very
anniversary
welcome.
To my husband, Jimmy.
He'll like it. There's James winning sausages for his husband in the game of band or prison. On the radio. It's Talk Radio, and at 4 o'clock, which is very soon now, Sam Delaney will be here. Well, he's here now, to be honest
here
with
right
you.
Now.
Slightly in advance, but...
Hi, everyone.
Hello there.
Hi, Sam.
What are you doing today, Sam?
Well, it's the age of the amateur idiot, right? Because Donald Trump is an amateur.
Yep.
And he has now hired an amateur to run his affairs as president, who is basically, from what I can establish about this guy, Paul Bannon, he's a glorified blogger, right? He basically runs a crazy... It's basically like if Theresa May said, right, my new head of strategy is Katie Hopkins.
Right.
Because she says lots of crazy things, and that's what I want. I want blue sky thinking.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of terrifying because everyone said, well, it'll be okay because Donald Trump will surround himself by experts and they will know actually how to run government and things won't change too much. But no, he's hired a lunatic. So we're going to ask, why is this? Is this because, you know, Michael Gove said people are bored of experts?
Yes.
And maybe he's right, because experts know their stuff, but they're boring, right?
But also, the experts that predicted the outcome of the election were all wrong, so...
You know when you're, like, booking guests for a show, and you sort of think, well, we've got this guy. He's a real expert. He's like an egghead from a posh university, and he knows everything about this. Or we've got this other... We've got this other person who's just a gobby newspaper columnist with no expertise, but they'll really say loads of outrageous things.
They'll be loud.
And you go, book the other one. Yeah. Book the idiot. Don't book the expert, because the expert will be boring. And that's fine, because we're making radio shows and we want people at home to be entertained and engaged, right? But we're not running the biggest economy and nuclear power in the world. So what I'm saying to America is, effectively, stop running your country like our bosses run talk radio.
That is really important.
Because that's what's happening.
And that is the line we will take from that. Sam Delaney, excellent stuff with you next. We'll be back with you, you know, on the radio and stuff again. Marta, get us the hell out of this.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.